106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
What could I do when I was Celestia? I spoke a different language. I spoke a different language that God and I spoke together. I could see into the future. I could heal people.
Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Of course.
Can you do any of it?
Sure. What would you like me to say?
I don't know anything.
Well, the word for God, okay, a lot of it is prayer. The word for God in my language was called Kines. Akines, akafonta tu nadon. It is a good fortune, Istad Don, to be here.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Jingle Boy's mother, Helen. I received your message on my voicemail, and I just wanted to clear up any misconception that you both may have that I am a pushy showbiz mother. I am not one of these pushy parents living through their children. Oh, no. Jingle Boy loves to sing. He really wants to be a star, and he wants to do this all by himself. Go ahead, sweetness. Tell them the truth for Mummy.
Yes, Mommy, dearest Mommy mine. Ouch, you're hurting my arm. I love my Mommy dearest more than anything in the world. Jingle singing is a choice of my own free will. I love to practice singing 12 hours a day, and giving up baseball, football, basketball, and playing with my friends. My mother does not live her dream of being a star through me. I will write a book about my loving mother called Mommy Dearest Mommy Mine when I grow up. This has not been... What's that word, Mom?
Rehearsed. I hope this has eliminated any doubt in both your minds about the sincerity of Jingle Boy and his self-desire for fame. Right, sweetness, my little snuggle puss. Signing off for now, Don and Mike. Ta-ta!
Okay, turn off the... Hey, Jingle Boy, you're so convincing. Now let's get back to practice.
Tonight, Larry King, 70 years old. Originally a kid from Brooklyn without a college degree, he has been asking questions on radio and television for more than 40 years, more than 40,000 interviews. And for the past two decades, his show has been the cornerstone of the CNN primetime lineup. When I first sat down with Larry 12 years ago, he was working in Washington, D.C., a political junkie, the man most politicians wanted to talk to. But today, a lot has changed.
I pinch myself more. I can't. I mean, I was doing great, but whoever thought I'd get a house in Beverly Hills.
He says all this was triggered back in 1994.
If it doesn't fit.
That's when the O.J. Simpson murder trial began in Los Angeles, and he was out here covering it for CNN. Wasn't she a trifle skeptical about marrying him?
Larry is a great romantic.
But he's been married over and over and over again.
He had been, and I had a little resistance from the family and friends at first.
Marriage works partially, I think, due to the age difference. That's why it works in this case.
What is the age difference?
26 years.
I showed him one last clip from our original piece.
When you go to bed at night, alone, what do you worry about?
The only thing I worry about is dying.
What do you worry about? You're a boy.
A boy. This universe has been around a long time, and it's going to be around a long time. And I'm here for a blip of it. And I want to see it all.
Funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
Hey, I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Oh, good.
Isn't that something? I'm on to cigars now. Yeah, I'm on to a 5-year plan. I eliminated the cigarettes, then I go to cigars, then I go to pipes, then I go to chewing tobacco, then I'm on to that nicotine gum.
Good.
Yeah.
Money. I'll leave you blank checks.
Oh, no, please. I've got lots of money. I won't have any problem cashing a second-party out-of-state paycheck, will I? The reason I'm saying is I've been so busy lately, I haven't been able to do my banking, and I don't think it'd be a problem. Don't worry about it.
Let me just leave you the checks.
Well, only if it's comfortable for you.
That'll be easier.
I guess, sure. Do you have a plunger here while I'm thinking of these things for the morning? You know, my plumbing is just so bad. Well, of course, yours is a good plumbing here, right? Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, just don't worry about it. You know, everything will be fine. Just been bound up lately. It's driving me crazy. I've been eating a lot of cheese for some reason. I don't know what it is. I got a craving for the stuff. Think maybe that's an allergy or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get enough cheese. I feel like a big mouse.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one
God
state that's banned.
McDree!
Okay. There is one. I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
The rush to escape the city is on, and motorists race to beat the tangle of traffic found around the Bay Bridge at the start of every Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, it's okay until you hit this stinking bridge. Eight lanes and you still got to wait.
Toll booths look like starting lines as city residents make their way toward Sun and Surf. Some motorists say heading out a little early paid off.
Usually in Annapolis, you can't get through there after about 4 o'clock. So we thought if we hit a little earlier, we'd make it without getting too much traffic. It looks okay.
And local radio personalities Don and Mike sent an emissary to provide motorists with a little entertainment.
Look at me! I'm Robbie! Happy Memorial Day, man! Have a good one!
Colossal egos, with mine being the smallest. Ryan's got the biggest ego, followed closely by Paula, then Randy, and then myself. Ryan would marry himself tomorrow. I mean, literally, he is the most egotistical person I have ever met in my life. And bearing in mind, I am based in Hollywood. That is quite a broad thing to say. But he has. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I like him. Paul has always had an ego. Randy's developed one. And so you put all that together, shake it all up, you get a few fireworks occasionally.
And now, for those of you who are visiting from Germany.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Speak up, please. Good morning.
Sorry, I laid the phone down.
That's all right.
Oh, that was a long vacation. It was like being on hold for 9 days.
That happens.
Yeah. You know, looking at the, you know, a lot of this, if you use as an example, if you watch the MTV Music Awards.
Right.
People that came up on stage, you could see the way they paired people off. And I'd like to do something different. And after I mention the Don and Mike show, I'd like to pretend that I'm on the Music Awards and say,
get another caller. See, that's why we need a 7-second delay. That's a darn shame. And see, the thing of it is, I actually like the Don and Mike show. So, for those of us people who don't know, anyway, I really like those guys.
We like you too, but you know Hugh Hamilton.
We can't control that guy.
The bourbon guy?
Yeah, I mean, we have no idea who he is. We've never met him. Have we ever talked to him?
Did he ever call the show? I don't know.
I don't think so.
We've got about 100 tapes of him calling radio shows about us.
And he hasn't delivered a fresh one in a while. That's in no way a solicitation for us. It's just been a while. I'm just making a statement, Rob.
I think it is a solicitation. Call Hugh Hamilton.
I've been doing a lot of soliciting lately.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
2 and 6, 1 and 5 out there, Colorado, Sacramento, that's noon to 4.
Oh, we're sorry.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, Mr. Beck. Mr. Beck has his sex laws. And that's what we'll start with today. Crazy sex laws.
Hello.
Good song today, because we're going to play your trivia today.
Oh, we are. They're on the line already.
Some sex laws.
Oh,
all right, hi there.
Okay.
Hi, Donovan.
We appreciate it.
Hi, John.
I'm on my second beer.
Thank you!
All right, well, the big head is bopping along to the music.
Ta-da!
He's mentally retarded.
How's your mysterious face of Dionne Warwick? What's up with that?
Welcome to the House of Wax. I really thought they dug up Jackie Kennedy and spray painted her.
But you know what about her? Great smiles. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Aiken and all the ships at sea. Hey, on today's show, even Buzz supports Bush.
Yeah.
And so do Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Clever Rob. And you can tell by the smell, everybody. I know, using your big head.
He's dressed really festively, isn't he?
He's here to get laid today.
Sure is.
Chick's coming in. Look at him. Wearing his best, whatever that is. What is it he's wearing?
Rob, that'll be our code gesture. But nobody will see on Radio Lab. We'll just do that little move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that what you're going to be doing today?
You know what that's called, Don? That's called the brush and sniff.
I'd almost pay to see Rob do that.
Oh, yeah.
Almost. And if you're curious, this is a sex moo-moo.
Is what this is.
I don't know. That's right, because, well, it's going to be kind of like a lineup today, a police lineup.
Uh-huh.
And Rob's going to be fingering. Try to finger the
suspect.
The suspect.
Exactly.
Because that's what you're doing,
you,
right?
You do that like on Law and Order. You get the people that come in the lineup and somebody fingers them for the crime.
That's what you were pantomiming, right?
That's exactly what I was doing.
Like playing charades?
And it's the same way I meant it, too.
Oh, it smells. You know why? Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Thursday. 052506.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Buzz is the only one that's not. Listen, here's your phone numbers. 877-365-3636. That's the main number. And if you can't use 877, you can always call us at 800-636-1067. If you're listening on WJFK in D.C., for a limited time, you can call us at 202-432-1067. Let me see. We're also on the Internet. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. If you want to send us emails, well, that's why we got Yanni. He's back there reading them.
Yes, the very stressed out Yanni.
Well, he's feeling the pressure of strip trivia.
Sure. It looks like it's coming together for him, though.
You can email us at DonandMikeWebsite.com. We're also on the, on the iTunes.
Yeah, yes, we are.
Go to Apple iTunes.com and go to Talk Radio. There we are. So that's all of that.
That's plenty.
Now, before we even talk about Clay Aiken or anything else, let's get a quick... how long has it been since we've played these tapes?
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
Oh, I miss
Frontal Radio, nudity, strip trivia by name.
Right now.
Strip trivia!
We're like animals. I'll tell you why.
Full of exhibition.
Want to win some cash?
You know what we're doing, really, by bringing this game back? What? We are staking our territory.
That's right.
This used to be the staple of the, let's call it the post-nipple era.
That's right.
I think it's pretty well documented what happened.
You mean the pre-nipple era?
Yes, post would be after.
The pre-nipple era.
Post would be after Janet Jackson's nipple and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And now, yeah, so So pre-strip trivia was a big part of the show.
Right. And like everything, you know, always on this show, just trying to have some fun, folks. Right. That's all we're trying to do.
Yeah, I think we're pretty proud of the fact that, generally speaking, we don't have, like, your regular Horror of the Month from Horror of the Month magazine come in and
I'd certainly like to say, though,
swing around our stripper pole. We like having regular, everyday chicks and guys get naked because it's awkward.
But once again, on their day off, anybody is welcome to come down and play trivia. We simply don't pay for professionals to be here.
That's right.
And we really don't pay for any professionals to be here. When we have birthdays, the women that come in for the birthdays happen to be workers in that particular field.
Is there any reason the new studio couldn't have a poll?
You know what? Can I say something?
John.
Hi, Johnny.
Oh.
You know, seriously, that Rob, you back me up on this.
Yeah.
Didn't they ask if we wanted a stripper pole?
Yeah, they did.
I swear to God.
Funny they should ask.
Hasn't that been done before, though?
Yeah, and
probably.
That's kind of what I said. And did you also get that memo today saying that they believe that the last show that we do in this studio will be on your birthday? On June 23rd.
Oh, how cool is that?
And then when we come back from 4th of July, we will be in the Don and Mike house. The new studio will be completed.
They offered us anything we wanted. We said yes to the soda fountain, and we declined on the stripper pole.
Okay, yeah, stripper pole been done.
Yeah. We are getting a soda fountain in our new studio.
A soda fountain?
Well, it's upstairs. You have to walk to get it.
Cool.
Yeah.
You walk up one flight of stairs.
Nothing better than a Coke from a tap.
Oh, how cool is that? Are you guys serious?
No, I swear to God.
Wow.
Swear to God.
Isn't that cool? Well, you know, tell me some of these things. I get excited about it. I'd like to know. I really would.
But listen.
Flushable toilets?
Okay, shut up. Strip trivia. This is a big part of what the show was pre-nipple.
Right.
Now we're post-nipple, moving back towards the big, gigantic nipple that was what this show was and will continue to be about. So now, with no pressure intended, no stress intended, got a full show planned in case it don't work
That's
out.
That's right.
Johnny, Yanni Norman.
Hi.
This
let's
is
ask
the
you.
Big question right here.
Big moment.
You know what? As a matter of habit of Tiffany, Rob.
You got it.
I do look like Ryan Sweetgrass.
Perfect.
And you know what? It wasn't even close last night because I didn't bother saying, you know, there was, 51% to 49%.
Yeah, no suspense at all.
It's fine. Yeah, but I like the fake guy that they brought out, like it was the Academy Awards.
Yes.
Like they were supposed to be a real guy, you know.
I thought it was a more entertaining final than some of the ones I've seen in the past.
From We Cheat 'Em and How, the guy comes out with his little briefcase.
But would this be the first blowout in the history of American Idol? I think it's always been a little close, and this is the time it really wasn't close.
Huh. Yanni.
Yeah, yes?
Oh, he's happy, I can tell.
Is the game on or off today?
It's on.
I knew it. I could tell by the... John is very easy to read the tone of his voice, and he sounds as up as he sounded in a couple of days.
Game on.
I got my fingers crossed that we'll get one more lady so we don't have to cast off one of the guys. But we've got three women out there and four guys.
That's all we need? That's
okay.
Sorry.
Three is our bottom line number, and Yanni thinks that there's a fourth pump on her way here.
That'd be great. And now you can use that liberally. You can use that expression. Now that we've succeeded, I was simply describing that as not the best word to use, to solicit, as I was soliciting yesterday.
Mike, when given in a loving rather than hateful tone, sure, you can say, she's my pump.
And to the best of my knowledge, we've never used a hateful tone on this show.
No. Well, there'll be a hateful tone if number four doesn't show up.
Oh, really? Now, explain that to us, John. I mean, where are you with number four?
When I left here at 9 p.m. last night, she was 100%.
Right, and then what happened?
Earlier, I had to go to Rockville, and I had to work, and I'm not sure I can make it, and...
Yeah. Okay, well, Yanni, don't stress. If you've got three warm bodies here,
we will, the fourth slot will be filled by, of course, one of the ladies that works. One of the ladies that works here,
slot.
As we always do.
Yeah. How about? Have you asked the people, the women and the men, how they feel about having their faces?
I had not broached that. I will hit them up in the break, and we will get that taken care of and get pictures taken.
Because what we'd like to do is get at least a face shot of each of the contestants. And if they want to remain anonymous, we will maybe if they'll let us do them clothed from the neck down.
Okay.
You know, I really did believe this was going to be a tough sell because it had been 3 years.
Yep.
It was kind of re-educating our listening audiences.
Yep.
This is a triumph. This is wonderful, and I know that I am very excited about this. This is a triumph.
proud moment.
Give us a triumph.
Okay, General Patton. As you ride into Italy. This is a triumph. Congratulations. We have six people who've shown up for a contest.
No, you know, it's not because of the people. It's because of the fact that it's back.
Yeah,
that it's back. That whole nipple thing you were talking about, that's what
you
I'm referring
how you should,
to.
You know why else you should feel good?
Why?
Because really, we really didn't have to pimp it out, did
no,
we?
We didn't do nearly as much pimping as we used to do in the days 3 years ago. Right.
Didn't we keep some of our dignity?
You did.
Some.
I believe yesterday. I cried all the way home because I believe that I lost all my dignity.
Well, that's because you have Hispanic attacks.
Yes. No, that had nothing to do with the Hispanic attacks. And incidentally, that's going just great.
Oh, good.
Yes, Rob.
You guys handled it like a high-class call girl ring. There was no pimping. It was very nicely done.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Bye from the Watergate.
Bye-bye.
So when will you know about number four?
Hopefully very soon. I just left her another message.
All right. Well, the thought is this, that we'll ramble here like we like to, and then we'll come back and we'll meet the contestants in our second break.
Okay.
And get this party going.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Yanni.
Thank you.
And don't forget, you know, Ippum Slay, Ive Oofy Ray.
Yes, they've all been.
Eighth Day, Ape Ray. Ugre. That makes for good radio. Yes, Mike's holding his hand up. Either he's got a big pit spot or... Yes, Mike, it's your show, too. You don't have to hold your hand up.
Well, you know I do that when I have a question about the logistics, because that's your area, and I don't like to infringe.
Women in here.
In the years past, 3 years ago, you know, I'm a little excited about strip trivia. You know that. You knew that yesterday. In years past.
Really, Tiger?
In years past.
Shut up. On.
Really, Ron? Really, Ron Burgundy?
Shut up.
Nothing to look at here.
Yeah.
Walk it off.
That's me.
Walk it off.
That's me during strip trivia. I limp in and out of here.
Yeah.
No, in years past, if we had one last-minute opportunity, we always gave a last-minute opportunity for some woman that might just be driving around and wanted to pop in here. And you know what? One time I remember on strip trivia, that worked out very, very nicely.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, now, what do you mean? Why did you say it like that, John?
No, you know what?
No, I'm not saying it like anything. Thank you.
You like that? Okay,
That was genuine. Sorry.
It's unnecessary, though, Mike. I mean, we've got the woman. Let's elevate.
You know what you're like right now?
What?
You're like the kid in school that's trying to be really cool. You're trying to be really cool and make me look desperate.
No, I'm not.
But I don't appreciate that one little bit.
I am, if anything, more desperate than you.
No, we're equally desperate. We always have been.
Yeah, but I mean,
as a matter of fact, you and I are just cries for desperation all
three
the time.
Three's fine with me. Three's a good number, you know.
Three's company.
At what time it has been as high as 10, but... It's been 3 years since we played the game. Bring it on. Bring
desperation
on.
Is an endearing quality.
Bring them on. Okay, well, there's no need to be desperate. If the women are here, just lock the doors.
Yeah, they're really, I don't feel
lock
desperate.
Door.
I just...
Lock the doors, don't let them out.
Okay,
you know, the word would not be desperate for me. Call it greedy.
I like greed's that. Good, too.
Greed is good.
Greed is good.
Or call it horny.
So are you saying that you're saying no to that, then? You're saying
no to what?
The doors are locked?
I said lock the doors to keep the ones in that we've got.
Oh, of course, right.
Not lock the doors to keep any, you know, last-minute Rebecca Romaine Stamos, who just happens to be driving her Yugo down Main Street.
It could happen.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, sure it could.
It could happen. You know, you're an NFL fan. Haven't there been famous walk-ons before? Haven't there been players that have walked into camp and have ended up cracking the starting lineup before the beginning of the season?
Of course it happens, and I wish it would, but something tells me that we would probably get Mandisa showing up.
There's nothing wrong with that. Well,
I don't... Can I just say something to you?
Yeah.
I don't even know who you are.
Okay. It's just a thought.
Look me in the eye and lie.
Mm.
Look at me in the eye. After all of those years, we would have studios full of mandingos in here. Full of mandingos. Big.
Jody Foster's.
Big, fat.
Christy McNichols.
Floppy. And then,
remember that one where we had eight hotties, though? That was a great one.
It was always either El Cid.
Yeah.
The big, fat redhead.
Right.
Or.
Always one, but there were always. The majority of our contestants on strip trivia were always, moderately hot.
Right. Yeah. Again, though, let's be honest. You know, that's like saying we are moderately hot.
Well, we are.
Well, speak for yourself over there, okay, Spermie McGillicuddy.
What's wrong? Come on.
Nothing.
It's going to be fun.
Not a thing.
It's going to be delightful.
I'm excited. I'm happy about it. Yeah.
You'd be scaring some of these potential models, supermodels that are driving around the block right now with that tone.
Right. I'm going to scare them away. Come on, pumps. We're waiting for you. Okay, Johnny, talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye then.
Bye.
Bye now. We'll play the game. It'll be good. 3-on-3 is good. 4-on-4 is better.
Very, very good. We're looking forward to it.
Any others out there? You know, like Mike, like saying as Tom Gavin. Anybody out there listening?
Right.
You know, come on by.
Very excited about this.
Anyone can play.
Now, before that, please. What?
Nothing. You're making me laugh.
No, you're making me laugh.
We haven't done this in a long time, and we've got that. And as a matter of fact, we haven't been around people in a long time. So it's an interesting dynamic on the show today.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Do you feel the need to pimp it out a little more?
No.
I mean, if you'd like to.
No, I just did.
I mean,
I just did, and I think I'm taking that off your shoulders. I'm not. I'm doing all the pimping here, and I have no problem doing it. I have no problem doing it whatsoever. It's like I did it yesterday. I'm really fine with it. I have no problem.
But we're not at the level of desperation where we're saying we're going to cancel the game or, oh, we're so pissed that people won't participate.
No, I'm just happy. I'm just happy. A week ago, I had oxygen in my nose. I'm very happy. I'm very, very happy to be here.
It was a week ago today.
Mm-hmm.
1 week ago today.
That's right.
I hope nothing happens today.
I do, too.
Okay.
I truly do, too.
You got your pills in case you feel a little Hispanic?
Yeah, sure.
The Hispanic attack coming
sure,
on?
Sure, absolutely. Okay, I'm very, very confident.
Okay.
Very confident.
You'll be fine.
I don't want to interrupt you. God damn it, if you point at me and give me that fake showbiz, hey, I'm your buddy.
Everything's fine. You're looking sharp today, too.
There you go. Screw off. Anything else?
Yeah, no.
I mean, any other pimping? I don't want to interrupt or derail your pimping if there's any more to be
done. All right. I'll say one sentence. One lengthy run-on sentence. All right.
Okay.
The fact is that we are...
Thank you for qualifying that.
Look, it's a wild card. It's a shot in the dark, but we are accepting a walk-in. If you are a woman that would, at the last minute, on just a simple impulse, want to play strip trivia, there's a chance you could drive to our studios. What time is the... What would be the cutoff time? It's got to be rapid. It's got to be what?
Soon.
Within 15 minutes? 20 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be in the area, and you could walk in, and you also would have a chance at $1,500.
And fun.
I'm done. I'm through. I like four better than three.
You didn't mention the high-def TV?
Well, that's a throw-in, but that's a wonderful prize.
Yeah, it was one of those, too.
But really, cash is king. Cash is king, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? I always thought cash is clay.
Plus, anything to add? I'm sort of sitting here alone.
I think you've covered it well. I think just underscore the 15K.
Did Buzz just chip in
nearly $13,000 of his own money?
$500 of my money just to make it happen.
Okay.
It's going to be fun.
Fellas.
We're all excited.
We're excited. That's it.
Okay.
It's nice to be excited at work.
I agree. And I am excited as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Let's stand at the urinal of radio and shake right now.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I think I'm...
Are you dry?
I think I'm done. I think if I do it one more time, I'll be accused of playing with it.
Okay. How about you over there, Simon?
A little more shaking.
Go ahead, tiny black T-shirt. Go ahead. Shake it. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's not one person in this room that doesn't remember fondly the pre-nipple era. And it's kind of a throwback to what we used to do when we had a lot of fun in here. This was always a good day for us, and we're excited about it.
You want to pimp it out? Go ahead.
My kids again.
But
I think it's been well covered. We're going to play strip trivia. Still a few minutes to get here. Fun and prizes. You should try it. That's all I have to say.
Rob?
Fun and prizes.
I know is that
the greatest moments in my life have happened in this room. And if someone is good enough to come in and share them, I say God bless them. Come in.
That actually moved
pathetic.
Me.
Pathetic.
That moved me.
This is pathetic.
I know. But would you agree, even with that, not nearly as much as we used to?
End of discussion.
Right. Sorry.
That's it. Now, don't say you're sorry.
Well, I am. I mean, I'm sorry if I went overboard.
You're not sorry. I'm simply playing up the theatrical angle.
I understand, and I know you're really not mad, so it's going to be a good thing.
Why would I be mad? You want more women to come by? I just think it makes us look light to say, hey, don't forget, ladies, last chance. Come on, die. Come on. You know what it's like?
Just a golden opportunity to live in our joy zone.
I agree.
It's like you turned into Jerry Lewis in the last 20 minutes of the telethon.
And there'll be tears.
You know, where it's like, okay, this is where I've got to bring the kid out now. Look, this is the kid that's sick. Have you sent your $5 in yet?
Well, I've been thinking about Jerry all day long. I've been thinking. Jerry's been on my mind.
Jerry Lewis, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, because, sometimes I have those feelings that he has, that I'm in terrible trouble here. And I feel like Jerry, that I really worked it.
Jerry calls it what?
He calls the last hour of the telethon the kill.
The kill.
The kill.
That's what we just did. We just had the kill.
Jerry.
Okay.
All right.
Pep talk over.
Mm-hmm. Please, American Idol. Only one thing about American Idol.
What, Mike? Nothing. Now, you're making me laugh. I'm sorry.
Why are you
amuse me after 20 years. You make me laugh. You amuse me even when you're not talking.
You bury your chin in your chest.
I sometimes don't want to see that you amuse me. I don't want you to see that you amuse me. So I was trying to, you know, there's nowhere I can hide. I can only put chin to chest and kind of try to, you know, hide the facial hair down here. That's all I can do. American Idol, you were saying.
I was saying Mike is just as aroused as can possibly be.
That's ridiculous.
He is like an animal. He's like Vinnie Barbarino, the horse, ready to go to stud.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Barbaro.
Oh, and God.
Healing quite nicely, right?
Coming
right along, yeah. Right, absolutely. We're going to save that horse.
The feature I saw today was, now, you know, the well-intentioned people, mm-hmm. I'll say that to begin with kind of as a disclaimer, the well-intentioned people who are sending the horsey flowers and letters and, of course, candy and sugar cubes and also carrots. Now,
Beanie Babies also.
Yes, yeah, and it almost looks like when Lady Di checked out, or anybody of note dies, and they have the big, you know, they have the big pile of like stuffed animals. Well, the horse is still alive, and there's all of these flowers and everything for him, and food that he can't eat, and cards. And I was watching this on TV, and they're treating it like he's a person. Like, they're talking to one of the vets going, you know, do you think he appreciates the outpouring? And they're saying, well, on some level, I'm sure he does.
Oh, come on.
He comes out, and, well, he sees the flowers, and then they're talking to people like in, you know, Butt Scratch Montana going, you know, I never even seen horse race until this weekend. My heart went out. We had to send a dozen flowers and a note saying,
wow,
we're behind you. We love that horse.
Yeah, it's a little silly.
People love animals.
The horse can't read the cards.
Yeah.
The horse, maybe if he wanted to get crazy, he would eat the flowers, but he can't smell the flowers.
Horse people are weird like that. Horse people, he can't eat the flowers. Horse people are weird like that. They have this feeling that horses have more sense than they do. When, in fact, from a biological standpoint, aren't they dumber than a lot of other animals?
Yeah, and I think horse people know that. It's non-horse people who are giving the outpouring of
like
emotion.
All of these goobers who are like... I mean, they should have the boxes of candy. I ask you not.
Brilliant.
But like Fannie Mae candy.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, the horsey broke his leg. Let's send him a box of nougats.
No, they like sweets. Horses do like sweets.
Who doesn't like nougat?
Right.
Okay, American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to call dibs on this first. About Clay Aiken. Who what? I'll tell you later.
Okay.
And that's a big secret. About Clay Aiken. Everybody saw him last night. Except for Buzz.
Except for me.
Except for Buzz.
Didn't see him. Never have.
When he came out, his look is different. And everybody that watches the show and watched it last night knows.
I T-Vote it, and I had kind of a hole in the middle of it, so I didn't see Clay Aiken. I just saw the very front part up until, and then I went to the very end.
They had, the way that they were filling time was to have losers on.
Bored the hell out of me, most of it, actually.
To have, like, people that really sucked, like, in the first four or five episodes. So, anyway, they had one of these guys that really sucked and is a big Clay Aiken fan,
mm-hmm.
and he's spastic as hell. I mean, really, he really could have been, like, you know, a window licker.
Right.
He really...
I like Clay Aiken.
You could have said, you know,
he's mentally retarded.
You would go, okay.
All right.
Oh, they're doing something nice for retarded people on American Idol. Let a retarded kid come out.
Yeah.
So then they say to him, you know, do you want to sing? And he says, yeah, sure. And as he starts to, I think, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me by Elton John, and incidentally, I would always say, you're, when I played that song.
Right.
Just to be nasty.
Just for fun.
Because you could get it by, you know.
By the, you'd always sneak those subtle references by the censors.
Music Radio, 13Q, Don't Let Your Son Go Down on Me. Elton John, everybody, on the Super Q. Anyway.
And that was the kind that you would use so that if the hotline rang and it was a program director, you could say,
I did
it was a slip of the tongue.
Or like,
so to speak.
One in a million, you?
All right.
Come on. Every time a bit?
You're one in a million, screw. I didn't say that.
You're so bad.
All night long. Oh, you bet your ass, Buzz. All night long by Lionel Richie. All night long. Right here, where your favorite hits live.
Sure.
So Clay Aiken comes out from behind this partition, and the Spaz, who's his biggest fan, is like the only guy that recognizes who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't tell who it is. They've gone from having Meatloaf to having Toni Braxton.
Right. Meatloaf looked pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, they had an odd assortment, and Mary J. Blige, who, at least for what I could tell, had no idea that she was singing with Elliot Yamini.
Well, that was in the Post today, and Lisa DeMore, who, you know, we say nice things, we say nasty things about her, but she aced that. He was not even relevant to her when they were on stage together.
She pushed him out of the way when they were trying to sing,
wow,
you know,
right,
sing a song together. But, so Clay Aiken comes out, and he's changed his look. And immediately, I called Rob at the shock, because, you know,
he's a fake.
Right.
Because I am. So I called him up, and I said, right now, I want you to find me a picture of Charles Grodin's movie, Clifford, that movie I like so bad with Martin Short. I'm telling you that Clay Aiken
was Clifford.
Mike, and here you go. Don't know if you saw this. It should be on our website now. Have you seen a picture of him?
No.
That's the new look for Clay Aiken. Now, please compare that with, here is the copy of the cover of the DVD Clifford starring Martin Short.
Oh, my God, that is Clifford.
Clifford is that guilty pleasure movie of mine where all the sets are made bigger,
right,
so that Martin Short appears to be just like a little ass 11-year-old kid.
Right. It falls under one of the best bad movies of all time.
I mean, even though I've got it on DVD, whenever it comes on cable, I watch it.
God, that is hysterical.
So that's the look, and like nobody commented on it.
Right.
He came out, and Ryan Seacrest says, hey, Spaz, are you happy? And you know, the window licker goes, it's Clay!
He's made a pretty decent career, right? Clay Aiken has had a reasonable success. He's still able to perform in pretty large venues, isn't he?
He's enjoyed by many Marines.
Ah, yeah. Well,
from what I read in the tabloid.
Is he a UFO guy? Is that what he does? Is he just enjoyed by Marines?
Wasn't
that
story?
The video camera that he
wasn't he on like some web
online chatting?
Webcam.
Gay online chatting?
Yeah, and apparently the military guy had some physical evidence.
Oh, that's right, a picture of his thing.
Uh-huh.
That's right, Clay Aiken sent him a picture of his thing.
That's right, and he's allergic to tree nuts.
Your American Idol.
I just don't want any tree nuts in my bedroom or in my dressing room.
That was the highlight. I mean, really, a lot of... Prince was good.
Prince was the only thing on there that was just plain good.
Yeah.
Prince is awesome, and it was great to see him perform.
Everything else, you know...
I even like the way Prince... My favorite part of Prince was at the end, when he did that just cool walk away from Ryan Seacrest.
Right.
Ryan Seacrest came out, and there was not even acknowledgement. And he didn't just walk away. He walked away with attitude. And, you know, Prince has always surrounded himself with just turbo hot women. You know, whether they can sing or not, it doesn't matter. I love that whole thing. That was great.
It's good. Not as bad as I thought. For being 2 hours, they had a lot of filler stuff.
Right.
You know, I can do without the up with people, like singing, and when they all have to come out and they all get 5 minutes to, you know, sing like
that. Was that last song that Taylor Hicks sang, was that his song they're going to write?
That's
his
single.
Flat out sucks.
It sucks ass. Yeah. Hey, but what about the Chicken Little, the scrawny kid, you know? What's new, pussycat?
Kevin Cobayas?
Whoa.
Not good.
Yeah. Good show, though. I mean, you got to admit it.
I'm ready to buy my ticket for the tour.
Even I had to say, I was screaming yes. Even last night when it started, Adrian came over watching with me, and I said to her, oh, God, 2 hours. I said,
right.
2 hours. And then I would say, you know what? This is not too bad. I kept wanting to hate it, but I couldn't hate it.
It was because that they actually offered some decent entertainment. I mean, they were trying to entertain instead of doing all this stuff. And I'm an idiot. I'm just like the rest of this country. I loved the Wolfgang Puck, Kelly Pickler things because I am a moron. I believe she is legitimately stupid, and I believe she is the real article, and that is the reason I laugh. If she was tweaking it up a little bit, I'd hate it.
Impossible. Impossible. When she puts the escargot, when he puts it in her mouth, or she puts it in her mouth, and she spits it out, and then she smiles on camera, and she has, like, bug juice all over her teeth.
Right.
I mean, it's not a handsome look. It's not something you're going to say. I'm going to go out on purpose and appear to be a really charming bumpkin.
Right.
And at the same time, smear bug juice, you know, snail juice all over my teeth while I spit something out on TV in front of...
like he matters. In front of Wolfgang Puck.
You know, that I can see the reality shows surrounding Kelly Pickler. I can see the producers trying to come up with ideas about that right now. Even the lobster gig. I mean, the oldest gag in the book. You know, bring out the lobster, be afraid of the lobster. But she pulled it off because she really recoiled and fell. It was stupid, but it was entertaining.
So anyway, so here's the point. Taylor Hicks won, and BFD. Life goes on, friends.
And I got, more than anybody on this show, I got 6 degrees of separation to Taylor Hicks because I played with his guitar player. And I'm mentioning it now because I said that last night. And Carla, you know what Carla did? Carla kind of looked at me and went, hey, yeah. And she kind of gave me this half-hearted high five like I'm an idiot. Like I am right now.
Well, that's right.
There you go.
I
played with his guitar player. I jammed with him. I didn't actually play with him. I just sat in with him one time.
Oh, and the other highlight, and God, how could I forget this? Even now that I think about it, it was a cutaway, but even better than Clay Aiken's hair was when Taylor Hicks won.
Greatest cutaway of the evening.
David Hasselhoff is crying.
It was beautiful.
Herr Hasselhoff. Look! David Hasselhoff is crying!
And you could hear the country, a collective, oh, God.
Look at Herr Hasselhoff. He's crying. He's so popular in Germany. Why is he crying?
He's so filled with emotion. He feels such joy for Taylor Hicks. He's so happy. Taylor Hicks has won American Idol. And look at Hasselhoff. He's so
crying.
Happy.
He's crying. He's so happy.
I like to see his sensitive side.
That's right. He's a big, sensitive guy, even though he was so muscular and such a great captain of the lifeguards on Baywatch.
And in SpongeBob.
Oh, he's a wonderful actor. It's so nice to see that he can cry. That means he's a real man.
You are forgetting about the show, Meet the Talking Car.
Oh, yes, that's right. Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Oh, yes, with the voice of William Daniels.
Very good.
From St. Elsewhere.
Oh, they're wonderful. Right. He's such a good guy. Herr Hasselhoff would like to adopt the Taylor Hicks.
You got to know that even that is them manipulating us because on the new Simon Cowell show that will have Regis as Ryan Seacrest,
yeah, I can't wait.
Hasselhoff is going to be one of the judges.
That's great. It's so, kind of crossing networks, though, so I was surprised at that. You know, it's crossing networks, but I guess the producers can swing the big stick and do whatever they want.
Ah, Hasselhoff.
Look at Hasselhoff. Eyes are in with the red. That means he's so excited about Taylor Hicks and feels so sad because he's an underdog.
Taylor Hicks?
I only wish I was there to collect his tears and put them on my saw, brother. Wouldn't that be a wonderful keepsake? You could keep with you and give and trade with your friends.
Oh, his Hasselhoff tears crying through my napkin.
You could set the tears, put it right up next to that special Speedo bathing suit he had.
Kiss me!
I love you, Hasselhoff!
Hey, Hasselhoff!
Dankeschön!
Meet me in Dusseldorf.
Dusseldorf, Hasselhoff.
After the show.
Oh, I have all your albums in German.
Would you like some pastries?
Yes, Major Hochstetter.
So,
hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, love the show, guys.
Thank you.
You guys mentioned everybody who appeared, famous stars, but you forgot about Katie Lang.
About who?
Katie Lang.
Was Katie Lang on the show?
Would this be a Clay Aiken joke?
I think it would be.
Okay. All right. Thank you, friend.
Frustrated because I was I was watching the baseball game and I started watching Idol too late to run through the TiVo commercials and catch up. So I have this little segment that I had to catch up with, and I'm very frustrated about that.
Here, because it must be important, is
Joe. Did anybody catch Holly Morris on the post game show on Fox 5 10 o'clock news?
No.
Did not.
They were all doing that. I think all the Channel 5 affiliates, all the Fox affiliates were doing that.
I mean, it's a local thing, but she has hair extensions.
She does?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she looks good. But she was with the bald guy.
Chris Daughtry?
Cool guy, yeah.
Chris Daughtry.
And he was being such an ass. I just wanted to throw something at the television.
Chris Daughtry. Everyone should point out, I'm the only one that tried to help him there. You know,
no one else was throwing that drowning man a life preserver.
No. The only one in this room doing that.
Did anyone see the pregame with the Good Day LA folks? The red carpet thing?
The gray-haired guy?
Yeah, it was also painfully dead. They ended up talking to one of the girl's sons. And look who's coming.
Okay. Step away from the microphone.
I want one, too. Did you see the Ford commercial where they went back and did the new commercial for Ford? I thought that was really good when they were hitting with the golf ball.
No, I see. You're doing that on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get it because you're not like them.
I know.
You're not you're not just stepping up the mic to the microphone because you think that you're in your buddy's basement and we're having little boy sword fights back here before we get back into the clubhouse. You just jump up anytime you gotta. Hey, guess what? My ass scratches.
I forgot. Membership has its privileges.
My ass itches. Sorry.
And scratches.
Membership has its privileges.
And we didn't mention another significant moment that the cleavage on Catherine McPhee was phenomenal. And thank you for giving us that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Joe, don't come in to comment on that, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, is it me or did Clay Aiken look a lot like the post-movie theater incident, Pee Wee Herman? That movie with Team Groffalo where they're all superheroes and the hair's down.
Oh, you mean when he got busted?
Oh, and No. The movie he was in, I think it was called Mystery Men, his superhero power was that. Was he the guy that farted?
That's right. That's him.
Missed
that one.
There was a movie with, consider yourself lucky, a movie with Ben Stiller, Janine Garofalo.
Wow.
And Pee Wee Herman.
Paul Rubens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
same hair, same everything.
That's good too.
It's tough to pass up. I mean, I'm staring at the Clifford picture and the Clay Aiken picture. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey guys, do we know whether or not have we seen the end of the idiot antics of Paula Abdul? Is she not going to be on next year? Or?
Why would she not? Didn't she just sign like a new five-year contract?
Yeah, she re-upped. She's there for. They're all there, I think, for a while.
Why would you want to get rid of her? She's fantastic. Give her more pills before the show. That's what I said.
Great. I love watching her because she's so out of it. It's fantastic.
Hello?
I don't think he wanted to.
There you go. Okay, yeah. Well, I think we've covered American Idol. Let's see now what's happening back in the smoking lounge.
Her nerve center.
Just smoking.
Hi, Yanni.
Lightly smoldering. Hi.
What's the total?
We're still at 4-3, although I just got maybe a wild card that might show up before we start.
Oh, good.
So we're still left, you mean four guys and three girls.
That's correct.
Did you get the wild card because of my pimping?
No, just a lucky happenstance, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. And
for future reference, lie to Mike.
Oh, yeah.
And tell him. As a matter of fact,
yes, Mike
hold on. Ask him again, Mike, and I bet John will give you the correct answer.
Hey, John, did you get that wild card because of my pimping a minute ago?
This portion of the Don and Mike show is brought to you by Head On. Head On products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On today.
John, we will meet the contestants who are here after this. I don't want to be like,
after the break.
Yeah, right. Yeah, after the commercials.
Okay.
Okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good on your next visit.
Bye-bye. He is so freaking stressed out.
He really is.
He really is.
Yeah.
All of this over securing six people to come down and play a stupid game on this show.
Relax. Johnny, it's only a radio show. God, don't get out of your mind.
Relax.
It's not like we would have been mad today or anything.
Yeah. Chill out.
It's not like Mike's really looking forward to this. Like he thinks he's going to score with Candace Bushnell at his prom.
Oh, that's so cruel.
Ouch.
That's so very cruel.
That's not cruel.
Reach back into my past.
It's not cruel. She's a famous hot woman that you went out with in high school. You took to the prom and you didn't even get anything off her.
Not a thing. Got a kiss.
Tongue?
No.
Mouth?
Yeah.
Mouth?
Mm. I think.
Oh, you know what? Then probably cheek.
I don't remember.
Did you get?
It was non-sexual.
You get the hug?
No, I got a kiss, I think. I got a kiss.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was not the whole prom date.
She's
was
the
design. She's the author.
Horse face from Sex and the City. That Sarah Jessica Parker.
She's not a horse face.
No, but I'm just for people who don't know, the character that Horseface plays was based on Candace Bushnell.
I'm going to ask you this question. Would you agree that the actual person, I mean, Carrie was played by Sarah Jessica Parker, based on Candace Bushnell, who wrote the book and wrote the column in the Village Voice.
And who couldn't get anything off of in high school.
But at least I couldn't get anything off of it. Don't you think she's better looking than Sarah Jessica Parker?
Well, absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think so is the horse Barbarino. Vinnie Barbarino.
Well, would you not agree, then, that Candace Bushnell is an attractive woman?
Yes. I'm not debating that.
Mm-hmm.
When I said horse face, I was only indicating Sarah Jessica Parker so that people would know that's the person behind the show.
Right. Yeah.
You know, no, the girl that you couldn't score with is not a horse face.
I think the important point
here... We had her in here. She's very attractive.
The important point here is not whether I got anything off
her. And she seemed to be loose. I'm surprised you couldn't get anything off her.
The important thing to point out here is that early on, when I was young, when I was a high school student, the famous gravitated towards me.
Yes.
Like a magnet.
Because they knew that you got nothing going on down there.
Oh, that's nice. That's it, yeah. I am a eunuch. I am a total eunuch. Yeah, I was like the gay friend. All right, maybe a little bit in that day and age.
Weren't you like in theater and stuff like that?
But, you know, don't you think intent is where it was? Don't you think I wanted? Don't you think I really wanted to?
Listen, can I just say something?
Just a little shy.
You know what this is called?
What's that?
This is called the persuader.
Oh.
When you're out at a prom.
Okay, all right.
You're out at a prom with a chick.
Sure.
And you want some affection.
Mm-hmm.
You bring out the persuader.
That's right, I forgot.
And it comes in two models. Righty. And lefty.
And, of course, get the hacksaw and you cut the little locks off the doors.
Right.
That's like the horror movie where, you know,
right,
she's in the car and she goes, let me. And then we just start getting real fogged up. And like,
right.
Ha-ha. The doors, they do not open, my love.
If I had done that, it would have made graduation very upsetting.
Someday you will be a famous author and you will have a TV show that is based on your life. And I'll be a disc jockey. But you'll rue the day that you turned me down, Candace Bushnell. Stop it, Mike. You're hurting me. Stop it, you dirty bastard.
You know, I might as well just pile on myself here because the fact is, every single prom date I had, and I had three. I went to two in my junior year and I went to one in my senior year. And all three were really, really great looking women. And all three were goose egg. Goose egg. I'm not alone in that. A lot of guys didn't go to prom dates with their quote-unquote girlfriend. You asked somebody you really wanted to go with, and, you know, I don't think I'm alone. And now everybody's like, you fake.
No, you'd hire an escort.
That's what you do.
That's what today's modern child does. You hire yourself a nice escort.
You always hear those stories about the high school kids that actually write to a famous person, you know, that they don't have a prom date, and then they go with somebody that's older and hot. Right.
I mean, you think I'm kidding. When I was out to dinner on Saturday night, I think I mentioned that there were some kids there, obviously on daddy's dime, some prom kids, not even old enough to drive.
Right.
I'm not kidding when I'm talking about this. I'm talking about the amount of money, you know, daddy buys this, daddy.
Oh, proms are ridiculous.
Daddy
proms are
this.
Much different than
and
when we had them.
There was one kid that was sitting at a table with about eight of his friends, and I swear, I spent most of the night looking at them and saying to my girlfriend, you know, he looks like he's about 14, and I swear to God, she looks like drop dead 25.
Mm-hmm.
The discussion was seriously.
That's
was
put a lot of disc jockeys behind bars.
Was
yes.
she, you know, was she store bought?
Mm-hmm.
Was she store bought for the night?
Right.
You know, and my girlfriend, who just like Frida, has that annoying wanting to look at the best side, no matter what. You know, maybe he couldn't find a Dane, and it's like his good looking sister, or maybe it's his cousin. He's got his hand on her leg. No, he doesn't have his hand. Look, I bet that they're brother and sister. Shall I go ask? Look. Don't go ask. But you think that she's paid for.
Well, don't you look back at prom pictures and, you know, the women always look much better than the guys. The guys always look like tards in their outfits.
Not my prom date.
Not your prom date.
No.
Oh, well, I know we got a break, but we got to take a tape of a mic with Candace Bushnell at the prom.
And now we have a pretty one for lonely lovers on a cool, cool night. The great Errol Garner classic, Misty.
Mike was doing his high school radio back then.
Play Misty for me.
Right.
Do you get tired of that? I mean, that obviously,
no,
especially
listen,
DJs.
The clip is coming up here.
Do remember it.
Right. With Candace Bushnell, her reaction to Mike.
Psycho listener. Mm-hmm. Oh, and especially this when you came to the restaurant and you ruined his lunch with the station manager.
Right.
Oh, God, have I been there.
Okay, so here it is.
Here's when I'm sitting at the table and she comes back. And I saw a friend of mine that was, you know, just another girl that was sitting there, and I was chatting with her. And but Candace was my date, and Candace came to the table, and for some reason, it ruined the evening.
Here she is.
This show goes the way I think it's going to. There's no reason in the world why Miss Kowski.
Here she is.
So this is your business lunch?
I don't know what
How's
she's talking
business?
About. She gets all upset.
Friend of yours?
Just another trick, honey.
That's enough.
It's me.
That's your idea of a dish?
My God, she's a little old for you, isn't she? What is this, Be Kind to Senior Citizens Week?
Get out of here.
It's Mike.
You're a bastard. But you have to be such a tasteless bastard?
I don't know why.
Stop it, you son of a bitch! You could get laid in a lumber camp! Stop it, you son of a bitch!
Oh, wow.
You're hurting me! Stop it!
You're hurting me.
Mike's gonna go
I'm hustling her into the limo right now.
Don't leave me! She's nothing! Nothing! Nothing!
Now some dad's gonna ask where do you want.
Get her out of here, man.
So I said that to the limo driver.
I love you. Don't you understand? I love you.
That's true, mister.
Move.
Move. Because I love you. Please.
And I was all by myself for the rest of the evening. Had a fine time.
A night to remember.
Stop it, you're hurting me.
Stop it, you crazy son of a bitch.
You're hurting me.
Yeah. Boy, that was a weird prom.
Yeah.
You could get laid in a lumber camp.
Yeah. They all ended that way for me.
What a great band.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful band.
When we come back, we will meet our contestants for the triumphant return.
Yes.
Of post-nipple strip trivia.
Yeah!
Be right back, friend.
Number 15 Arbitron rated The Don and Mike Show. To obtain maximum enjoyment from your please observe the following precautions. When a is not being played, store it out of direct sunlight or high temperatures. Before inserting a into the be sure that both rotate freely in both directions. The will automatically eject at the end of the if the ejects prematurely, remove it and check for free rotation of both. If it fails to do so, a gentle outward pull on the will cause the to eject. The head should be cleaned once a month with a cotton swab, slightly moistened with 70% isopropyl alcohol. Failure to follow these precautions will decrease your enjoyment and may result in damage to your. Thank you for allowing us to spend this brief time with you. Happy. The Don and Mike Show. They shall make the beast with two backs. Don and Mike.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah.
All right, well, it's 3-3. There are at least two women who say that they're on their way here, but you know women.
Well, and so, this is the introductory portion, too. So, I mean, it's not looking like they're going to be playing, but there is still a chance.
Well, man, we could go 3-3 today for strip trivia. We'll meet these contestants individually here in just a second. And for the first time ever with strip trivia, you can kind of play along at home. All six contestants have allowed themselves to be photographed for the intronet.
Wow. So you can pick your favorites.
Four of them are going with face shots. Two of them are going with body shots, sans their head.
Okay.
But it's more than you've seen before.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice little visual aid.
And, you know, be careful about that, kids.
Yes.
Because I can't tell you how many, you know, and here's the key. Wash your hands.
Yes.
Wash your hands.
You never know what you're going to get.
Because visual aids maybe are the worst kind of aids.
Yeah, you know, they're terrible. No.
Don't touch your eyes.
I mean, you can't read for months.
Right.
It's terrible.
You know, you think pink eye is bad.
Oh, it's the worst.
Visual aids. You know, I know we've mentioned that before, that there used to be a candy called AIDS, like a diet candy.
Does it still exist?
No, it doesn't.
But I mean, it completely got wiped out.
Well, because of the disease. And even now when you hear about like a congressional aid,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, you know, your ears perk up because you hear like a congressional aid. Or they say, you know, congressional AIDS. If a guy has more than one, they'll say like, Trent Lott's congressional AIDS.
AIDS
like,
to the senator said.
Whoa.
AIDS to the senator said. How'd we get this guy's bloodstream?
It's very, very weird the way words change over the
years. All he did was get drunk one night and lose his inhibitions for one night.
Help!
AIDS.
AIDS.
Not funny.
Not funny. No. What? I know you think everything's funny.
Rob thinks everything's funny.
I can tell you some things I hate.
What do you hate?
Cancer.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. It's a stock answer.
Absolutely.
You know, come up with a better stock answer
mm-hmm.
than right. cancer. Think of something else
something
you
else
hate.
You hate. Yeah, that's a good
I hate
question.
Famine.
He hates famine?
Famine.
And pestilence.
Pestilence.
Don't you hate joy?
I've never met her.
You know what he loves? I'll tell you what he loves. He loves jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And on tomorrow, maybe tomorrow,
Rob sent me a link to an article that was in the
New Yorker.
The New Yorker, the magazine The New Yorker, with some alleged jokes that Hitler told.
Huh. Definitely alleged.
Hitler knew funny.
You were sharing some of those jokes in the office, and I really don't believe that these originated with Hitler. Except for that first one you told me. He might have done that.
Hey, would you go back and find it real?
It's in the office.
It might be in. It might be in the round filing cabinet.
His jokes were good in the beginning.
I don't think these are Hitler jokes.
No.
He calls me up this morning and he says, "Do you think that the New Yorker is a credible magazine?" So right away, I know he's setting me up for something.
Right.
I said, "Reasonably, yes, I think so."
Yeah.
He said, "Okay, I'm going to send you a link to an article." Then maybe we can have this guy on the show.
Right.
It's about how Hitler used to tell jokes all the time. And I'm standing there looking at the phone going, like what? Tell me one of, in Hitler's stand-up, tell me some of Hitler's jokes.
Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, was there somebody transcribing Hitler jokes way back when?
Sure. Here we go. Thank you, Rob.
I'm sure it's satire.
You think so?
Well, I think so.
It didn't sound like it today.
Were you selling it as serious when you told him?
It was, like, for instance.
Makes it funnier.
Well, if that's the case, where's the humor in The New Yorker?
Because it's satire. The whole notion of Hitler telling jokes is funny. For instance, knock knock.
Well, that one obviously, because it's in English. That wouldn't translate. Great.
Well, you'd also have to go through the history and see when knock knock jokes were invented.
And who invented them?
Knock knock, Mike.
Knock knock. Who's there?
Tojo.
Tojo who?
Told you the Japanese would bomb Pearl Harbor.
I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I don't buy it for
Here's
a second.
One.
It
doesn't sound legit.
Speaking in the Nuremberg rally of 36, Hitler departed from his prepared text to share one of his favorite jokes.
Yeah.
A patient complaining of a sore throat goes to see a doctor, Hitler says. After examining him, the doctor says your tonsils have to come out. The patient says, I wanted a second opinion. Doctor says, okay, you're also of an inferior race.
I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, no.
I don't believe it.
Hey, I'm telling you.
I don't believe it for a second.
Trying to lighten the mood.
I just don't think Hitler was that funny.
The boy sends me the link, and, you know.
Didn't that article also, did you say in the office that he was telling jokes even in the bunker in the last days, final days of Adolf Hitler?
Sure. It's got one where it says, even in the final days, Hitler entertained his Nazi colleagues with a near-constant stream of jokes.
Near-constant stream. Yes, it's silly.
Favorite one, Hitler is in front of St. Peter with his lawyer. After St. Peter reads a long list of charges, the lawyer says a very impassioned defense. Finally, the lawyer rests his case, and St. Peter says, Hitler, you can come in, but you have to go to hell. Hell, the lawyer says, what did I do?
Hell, God says.
Oh, no,
or St. Peter says.
Finally, the lawyer rests his case, and St. Peter speaks up. He says, Hitler, you can come in, but you, meaning the lawyer,
you told that differently in the office.
You have to go to hell. Hell, the lawyer says, what did I do? You went to law school, son of a bitch.
There you go.
Which is a classic, perhaps, lawyer joke. maybe written in 1978.
All right, what about this one? One night, this one doesn't sound like a dumb one-liner.
Is this the first one you're going to? Yeah, this is the one that sounds like it could have happened.
One night in Berlin, Hitler, Goering, and Goebbels walked into a bar. Noticing the bartender's hands are shaking, Hitler says, what's wrong? We don't get too many high-ranking officials of the Third Reich in here. Well, at these prices, I'm not surprised, said Hitler, pulling out his Luger and shooting him.
Sounds like something he did.
Now, to him, that was funny.
And that's the cruel side.
Right.
Of course, that we all, you know about in our history books.
There you go. How you feel?
That's the funny thing about satire.
How you feel about that, huh? See, you got to watch it, Rob. Every once in a while, you contribute something that actually makes it on the air.
Yes, indeed he does.
You never know.
What a success.
And remember, if you laughed at it, Rob wrote it. That's what I like to say all the time.
So he calls me and he says...
and I think Joe wrote that, actually.
Yes. Then he calls me back and he says, did you read the Hitler jokes?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, a little shaky. Like, I don't really think the one about Toja... The Japanese, I said, I don't think that translates. Because he wasn't being like he is now. He's like, really? You don't think so?
You know, if he could, he would share with you those Bart Simpson jokes over the internet that you hate so much. He'd be right there. Anybody who sends out the border trap to catch illegal immigrants and he's got the little box over the taco.
Now that was funny.
I mean, that's
okay.
They make the rounds.
I got that one too.
Yeah.
Did that come from him to you too?
That is the quickest delete I do. But you know what? Keep them coming. because I enjoy them. Because it's always something, you're always trying and you're fun. Your emails are always fun.
So you delete them and yet you want them?
No, I looked at them and I smiled.
Because now I don't know whether to send out the Mussolini joke.
Oh, please. When it's Benito Mussolini, you know I'm loving it.
I think you know.
Okay.
Please send it along.
Satire.
Well, send it, get it right out to the fans.
Welcome behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
You know, with him, he's with me, like, it's a New Yorker magazine. Really? Really?
It's a major magazine.
Magazine.
This has got to be serious.
Right.
Hitler told a knock-knock joke.
Dare a knock-knock joke.
You idiot.
Now, you're telling the jokes also out of context of the article, totally.
Yeah, no, I'm just pulling.
So, I mean, if you read the article, maybe there'd be something to tie this
maybe,
all together.
Yeah, get the New Yorker if you want. I mean, you know, it's an article about Hitler telling jokes.
Exactly.
Anyway, Rob spent a good amount of time on the phone with me about that today.
You're going to love this.
I was up all night.
Laughing.
Said, I got a killer break. Strip trivia falls through. I got a killer break.
When do you hear these jokes about Hitler?
Funny.
Funny. Not funny. Okay. Got to listen to people?
Yes.
Here's a song that you've not heard in a while. Yeah.
A little while longer.
Let's remind everybody that we moved to those new studios in 6 weeks.
With a soda fountain.
Yay. Here's a song you haven't heard in a while.
Gang, let's head on down to Don and Mike's studio.
Good start on that.
Clothes off.
Ooh, let's do it.
Yeah.
Don and Mike are gonna give ya another whopping dose of strip trivia. The rules of the game is a simple and crucial.
Here we go. We're in a studio all naked and nude.
Come on and play with the real game.
Like this part.
Or show off your hair.
Nice harmony. To sing along with this mic.
Oh, that's pretty. Oh, you joined in there. You never joined. You're excited about this, too.
And now here they are, your idols. They came out singing that. Your hairy ass.
How was that for harmony?
Very pretty.
I'm sorry you're not going to Hollywood.
Ah, it's time for the welcome to the party music.
This is where we get a chance to meet all our fabulous contestants.
Now, when we play the game and the clothes start falling to the floor, you'll know these people. Position number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, and number six. Got to mention before we start the game that we've made a couple of changes. Can they all hear this in the other room?
Yeah.
Good. Here are the changes we've made.
All right.
You will have the option of taking one of the dreaded Trivial Pursuit questions,
mm-hmm.
or you can go for 3 out of 5, true or false.
Now, are the 3 out of 5 true or false normally slightly easier than the straight Trivial Pursuit question?
Mike, I would be glad to give you an example.
Okay.
For instance, hold on, I got to...
And I sure like this music.
Yeah, me too.
Keep my stupid glasses on. What 1996 Brandy Monica chart topper was inspired by the Michael Jackson Paul McCartney song, The Girl Is Mine?
Jesus, I don't know.
The famous song by Brandy called The Boy Is Mine.
Ah.
Oh. Or you could do true or false. Now you got to get.
I'd be part naked after that. Yeah. Right, true or false? I'd rather have that.
You got to get 3 out of 5.
All right.
Okay. Tweety Bird's original first name was Orson.
No.
False.
Sorry, I'm wrong
true.
About that.
You're wrong about that.
No.
Orson. We all know what a French kiss is. A Danish kiss is when couples kiss each other's necks.
False.
That is correct. Technically, it's illegal for a restaurant in New York City to let a customer order the usual without offering him a menu.
True.
Galileo's middle finger is on display at a museum in Italy.
False.
Oh,
no.
See, you have the advantage.
Do I have to get 3 out of 5?
Yeah, it's 2 and 2 now, right?
Right.
2 and 2. So if you get this one wrong, you have to take off an article.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Sure.
There is an actual knockoff brand of toothpaste called Crust.
True.
Take an article of clothing off, Mike.
I'd like to take off my boxers. with my pants still on. Thank you.
That's how we'll play. And not all of the Trivial Pursuit questions are as obscure as that one. I'll go through and try to find ones that aren't necessarily from 10 years ago.
Very good.
You know, and the true or false, a lot of them are very tricky.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it'll be a good way to play the
so
game.
So it's a toss-up, which one you choose.
And when the people come in, we have six people.
Try not to stare, everybody.
Each of them will have five articles of clothing. For each question they get wrong, they have to take something off. By the end of the game today, five of them are butterball naked, one of them is clothes, and the winner gets $1,500 in cash. And thank you, Joe, only on the last page, because we wouldn't be reading this today, would we?
No, I'm surprised you put it out.
The Samsung 26-inch widescreen HD TV with LCD display and the 5.1 digital home theater sound system and progressive scan DVD player. Watch a hit comedy series, Malcolm in the Middle. During Kidzilla, we take 5:30 on DCA 20. So it's a big screen, high def TV, the DVD, the 5.1 surround sound, and $1,500.
We got spray for Buzz's room.
Mike?
We do.
I don't know if we made a trip to the store for Lysol.
Buzz, you have something over there? There it is.
Because in order to...
Lysol.
In order to make sure that the women folk are comfortable with the nudity,
mm-hmm.
they're kept here in the main studio with us at
right.
all times.
Right. Yes.
The guys go over to the little enclosed room that Buzz is in, which will smell like ass within 10 minutes, even when they've got their clothes on.
This is our tribute to exhibitionism.
So... that's how you play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's meet the people. Now, are the pictures on the website yet?
I believe so.
Those of you check the web
check
and see if they're up.
Yeah. Is this our first contestant walking in?
This would be contestant number one. Mike, say hello to...
yes, they're on.
Carl.
Hello, Carl.
Greetings, Donna Mike.
Hi there. Carl, where are you from, my friend?
I am from Alexandria, Virginia.
And how old are you?
I am 42.
What do you do, Carl?
I'm a patent searcher at the patent office in the public search room.
Is that an exciting job or a boring job? It sounds kind of like it might be a little squirrely.
It's fun. From pooper scoopers to mouse traps to incinerate mice.
Yeah. So you search for patents?
I search for patents for corporations, lawyers, whoever. Whatever they want to invent, I search for.
You ever see Patton Oswalt?
I've never seen him there, no.
You seen the movie Patton?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
You are not comfortable with having your face on the Internet. However, your body is on the Internet.
That's fine. I originally thought it was going to be all of me on the Internet. So a face that wouldn't bother me. But hey, the body's good.
Okay, and the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I have just been told I look like Cameron from Ferris Bueller.
All right.
I've also been told maybe a retarded cousin of Tom Cruise.
No.
No, would you stop?
No, no Tom Cruise.
Stop with the Tom Cruise thing.
And Carl, your reason for playing strip trivia.
Yes, the reason you're here.
Oh, sounds like a good time. I loved it in the old days, and I wanted to come down and be a part of it.
Yeah, I like that answer.
All right, thank you, Carl. Get out of here. That's contestant number one. We'll see you in a second.
Normal, average government worker. All right.
Our second
here
contestant.
She comes.
Her name is...
Kelly Pickler.
Sandy.
Right. Hey, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I currently work with the first guy that just walked in here, so...
You work with him?
Yeah, I work at the trademark office.
So this was an office thing you kids got together and said...
No, I've never seen him before.
You've never seen him before? So you work down at the same office for the government?
I'm a contractor.
Here's where the Internet becomes interesting. You can see a picture of Sandy... and her face and her body and everything right now on her website.
Right. Very cool.
So you can see as we're telling you, she's cute. She's not a pig.
Right.
She's really cute.
And she's, it's amazing to me that, you know, it is kind of a small town, Washington, D.C., that you guys work in the same area of the government. What's that?
Same building.
Same building. Oh. Very cool.
How old are you, Sandy?
34.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Laura Prepon from That 70s Show.
Okay.
That's
not bad.
Is that the girl that changed her hair from red to...
blonde,
right.
Yeah.
And what color is your hair, really?
Blonde.
Oh, is it really?
Not too difficult.
And your reason for wanting to play strip trivia?
Have fun, get naked, maybe win some money.
There you go.
As
simple
you know,
as that.
We might really find out if you're blonde.
Or maybe not.
Oh, please.
Well, I asked it. She said she was.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Thank you, Sandy.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our third contestant, second man. This would be...
Kevin Covey.
Jason.
I'm kidding.
Hello. Hi.
I'm Kevin Covey.
Hi there, Jason.
Hi, Don.
How are you, friend?
Very well. How are you?
Now, let's see. The picture on the Internet. Buzz, you got his picture there?
I don't... there he is.
There he is. Okay. He's the guy in the green shirt.
Go ahead.
So you work out a lot.
Yeah, I'm a bulky. Yeah.
How much?
Do you even weigh 100 pounds?
170, sir.
You're kidding me.
170. You, I believe, win the award. You were in the lobby when I first arrived here, so you win the award for getting here first. Did you get here first?
I did. I came a long way, so I wanted to...
Where are you from?
Waldorf.
Waldorf, Maryland. Oh, Waldorf.
Today's and Mike, you may know him as superhero Captain Forehead.
Five-head, actually.
That's a big forehead, dude.
Do you still have the A-frame fishing cabin out in Waldorf?
Oh, fishing's great, Mike.
Oh, that's terrific.
I go to Long John Silver's sometimes with my catch, and they cook it up for me.
People don't realize you can bring that in, whatever you catch. And even if you get a roadkill, you can have it all deep fried.
Right there, right on Route 5 in Waldorf. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I was told Giovanni Ribisi and John Edward, the medium.
That's a good guy. I agree with that. That combination
lied.
Is perfect.
Yeah,
no, Don, don't you think so? The guy from Boiler Room with that John Edward?
I don't see the Giovanni Ribisi.
I didn't either.
Not
he's
as much.
The guy from the show that Frida went on.
John
yeah,
Edward, pretty close.
Yeah,
I see a little of the Giovanni Ribisi with the forehead.
And the reason that you are here today, Jason?
I just wanted to be part of the party.
Okay.
And I want money.
Oh, good man. Thank you. Thanks for coming down. Thanks for being a part of it. Thanks for putting your picture on the internet. We'll see you in a second.
Thank you.
Nice job, Jason.
Let's meet girl number two, contestant number four. She called in on the phone yesterday.
Here comes Ebony.
Hello.
Baby, and Ebony has her picture, including those Titanic orbs of fun flesh, on the intranet.
Yeah.
Ebony, now,
if you wouldn't be offended, may I please ask, what would your bra size be?
36. Double D, kind of bordering into a triple D.
Yeah, triple D. We're going to give you the triple D. Yeah. 36 triple D.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
What do you do for a living, Ebony?
Right now I work at a grocery store. I'm also looking for a second job, and I go to school.
Oh, so you're very, very busy.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, love, you think you most resemble?
I was asking, they said Lauryn Hill, kind of, but I don't know who else. I need some feedback.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just...
You know, it's impossible for us to come up with celebrity.
Spellbound on your chest.
We're staring at your breasts, and it's just impossible.
Stuck on your boobs.
That kind of happens.
But I know you probably heard that before. You've had guys stuck on your boobs before.
What's your reason for playing strip trivia, Ebony?
reason for
strip trivia? Why do you want to play?
Why are you down here playing?
Because I would like to win some money for school and to pay off some of my bills and stuff. So
good luck.
That's really what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I love it when the money motivates people.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. Just let me remind you, if you're in your car, turn on your high beams.
Yeah. Are you wearing a brassiere currently?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Okay, thanks. We'll see you in a minute.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ebony.
That's Ebony.
Those are large. Very impressive.
Now, you know, listen, go to the website, see for yourself what we're talking about.
Right.
Let me just say, absolutely, of course, your name is Omar.
Of course it's Omar.
Let me say, this is the guy that gets profiled when he walks into the airport.
He doesn't fly anywhere.
He doesn't even have to be getting on an airplane. He walks into the airport and they accost this guy.
Omar, I have a question for you.
Listening.
Where did Omar the tent maker, where did that whole thing come from? I would think anyone named Omar would know the origins of that association.
You'd think.
But you have no idea.
No.
Oh, good for you. In a way, I respect you for that. I think.
Or are you named for Sharif?
Actually, I was named for Sharif.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Really? Omar Sharif?
Omar Sharif and General Omar Bradley.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you of any Arab extraction at all?
Yes, from my father's side.
What part of the Arab world?
Sorry, then you will not be able to play the game.
Rob, you be nice to our guests.
That wasn't me.
What area of the Arab
CTU,
world?
I want you to get Bill Bennett on the phone. I want you to get Jack Bauer on the phone.
what area of the Arab world would your origins be?
Tunisia, North Africa.
Oh, Tunisia. Okay.
I'll give you right now the celebrity, and I'm not kidding you, that I think you resemble the most. Like a tiny version of Emerald.
Yes.
Like Emerald's little brother.
Yes, that is very good. And maybe the Arab version of Adam Sandler.
Wow. Two gigantic compliments.
Okay.
And Omar's picture is on the website.
What do you do, Omar?
I'm in the Air Force.
We love to get our military represented.
Just
like Bob Barker, Don. We have our military represented.
I was overseas in Okinawa for almost 2 years, and I just arrived back in September, and I knew I was back home when I heard two things. One was Craig Wilson, and the other was Charlie.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's
well, I'll give you a little just for free.
Thank you.
He's an Arab.
And you know what that means, sir. Charlie.
What's that?
Don't trust him.
No, don't trust
him. And don't let him get on an airplane, Charlie.
Charlie knows all the bigoted things to do. Frisk him, Rob. Frisk him.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, Don.
Did
you heard those Hitler jokes?
They were funny. His head was shaking, and then Hitler shot him.
Thank you, Omar.
You're welcome.
See you
Thanks,
next
Omar.
And we got one more. Girl number three, person number six.
Yes. Hello there. We have our first ivory girl next door.
Alicia.
Yep.
And there now, there's a very attractive picture of Alicia on our website as well. Are you old enough to be here, honey?
Yes, did they take your ID?
I look very young, but I am 23.
23 years young.
23.
What do you do, Alicia?
I'm a private tutor.
Oh, a private tutor. Well, have you met Joe?
I've heard you might need my services.
Yeah, Joe. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. 20. 23. Celebrity you think you most resemble, please?
Omar told me, like, a young, skinny Julianne Moore with glasses.
A skinny Julianne? That's not bad. I don't mind. Yeah. What's your reason for playing strip trivia?
I could really use the money for school, and I'm pretty good at trivia, so I figured I had a shot.
I'm betting on Alicia.
She's our favorite.
Absolutely betting on her to maybe ace this game today.
She might be the Kelly Clarkson of this game.
She's kind of modest about it, but I think she's going to lap the field.
If you get the questions wrong.
Well, that's right.
I said you only have to strip if you get the questions wrong.
Yeah, and you're correct.
And you're confident that you can maybe run the table with these questions?
I think maybe I have a shot.
I'm going to ask you a question. It's a wild card question here. Have you ever won any kind of academic competitions at all?
I have.
I knew it. I knew it. Like a spelling bee or something like that?
Like spelling bees and like academic like competition things like that.
I knew it. That's good. Well, this is going to be you're going to be
spelling questions. So were you when you were in school, you were not one of the pump girls?
No, I was not.
You were not.
I was good.
Of the other two chicks that are here, which one would you consider to be the biggest pump?
Oh, don't make me do that. I got to go stand out in the hall with that.
I mean, out of either Sandy or Ebony, who's the biggest pump?
I'm not even really sure what pump means, to be honest with you.
She's smart. She's too smart. She's not going to answer that question.
It's a compliment. I'll say Sandy, I believe, is the biggest pump.
And I'm sure, and she should know that is a term of endearment.
They both seem very nice.
Mm-hmm. They do. Very, very diplomatically handled, Alicia. And, man, I tell you, we've played a lot of strip trivias, but I really have a strong feeling about her ability to win this game.
All right, get out of here. Hopefully we'll see you naked. Bye-bye.
Don?
Boy, now she's another one.
Begin to stack the questions against her.
If the other guy weighs 170, please. What does she weigh? 250? I mean, look at her. She's like Ally McBeal. I mean,
you know, if you were thinking about questions to ask young Alicia there, I would go with perhaps dumber questions, you know, because I think the academic questions she might have a good time with.
Pop culture. You know, I don't think we have a lot of real smart guy questions anyway.
Yeah, that makes the game fun. We do want to appeal to the audience.
Right, let's say, Mike.
Yes, I'm ready.
For instance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I play Phone Jeopardy every night. Call now, Phone Jeopardy. What's that?
You're in my house with Jeopardy every night.
That's right, Alex.
All on the same tape. How are you going to
look? Can ask me a tough one?
Mike, what did Purina identify as the number one nutritional disorder among dogs? Was it bad breath, flatulence, or obesity?
Obesity.
Correct.
Thank you. I can hold up against Alicia.
These are not all like about pop culture. We've got some where that are multiple choice for you now. Buzz.
Right. I watch Jeopardy every night with the East Coast feed and then pretend I'm smart on the West Coast feed.
Like in Groundhog Day.
Exactly.
Buzz.
Yes.
What nation exported, a whopping 9.2 million barrels of oil per day to the U.S. in 2002?
I don't know. Venezuela.
Oh, that would be
Saudi Arabia.
So, Buzz, take off that Simon Cowell shirt.
All right.
And then, of course, we've got, as demonstrated before, the always loved True or False.
Love True or False.
Three out of five.
I love these games.
We will just give one to each Mike and Buzz so the cats back there can hear this and know how the game is
played. Yeah, it's kind of a trial run to see what's going on. I have not done as well on the True and False questions.
When they come back in the close, they start falling.
That's very good.
Mike.
Yes, I'm ready.
Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep refuse to drink running water.
True. Damn it, it was a trick question.
Mm-hmm. That is false.
And I think everybody in the back should know that these are tricky questions.
They are.
Mike.
Yes.
America has twice as many gambling machines like slot machines and video poker machines as it does ATM machines.
True.
Gambling machines.
That is true.
You're in my wheelhouse there.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
A 3-month baby pelican weighs more than its mother.
True. Trick question again.
Made up. How come the ones you get wrong are made up?
I don't know.
I'd be saying the same thing.
Well, you know, I mean, they're just, you would think, it's obvious, but you would think it was different.
The city of Atlanta has 25 streets, excuse me, at least 25 streets named Peachtree.
True.
2-2.
2-2.
Seems like it's my last chance.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on, Mike, come on. Show the people you're smart. Show the people you're smart. Make sure he doesn't get a made-up question. Make Mike look like a fool. We don't want to look like a fool, especially all the strangers here after 3 years. We're trying to do that right now. Very excited about
kangaroo
it.
Meat has zero cholesterol.
False.
Oh, ooh. No!
You're out!
Kangaroo meat doesn't have any cholesterol at all?
Less than turkey. Less than fish. Zero cholesterol.
Wow! I would take off my shorts now to show everyone what I have.
All right, Buzz, yes. Here you go. Five for you.
All right.
Buzz, apple skins and chocolate are both additives in cigarettes.
True.
Buzz, ostriches can swim.
False.
Sorry, that's a fact.
Shoes and socks.
Buzz,
uh-huh.
Emus can swim.
I'll say true.
That is true. Buzz.
Yes.
How's he doing?
1-2.
Nachos were named after the guy who invented them, Ignacio Nacho Anaya.
False.
Oh. 2-2.
Fact.
Didn't it sound like a joke?
Yeah. Nacho is a common nickname for hairless Mexican boys named Ignacio. Ignacio.
Also named for Nacho is a name for a body part.
So,
right.
Did you know that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not yo. It's he's nacho right. And nacho. Otherwise, it's a synonym for the taint.
So we've got 2-2?
2-2.
Here we go, Buzz.
Yes.
Lollipops existed for over 100 years before anybody put them on a stick. Well, false.
Oh.
That's a fact. Before that, they were just hard candies, but they were always called lollipops.
Lollipops.
You see, the true or false? Not as easy as you think.
Well, a lot of people are going to go with the standard Trivial
not
Pursuit
easy,
question.
Not as easy as you think. So that's how we play the game. Those are the people. Go to your computers, undo your sweatpants, and, you know.
Untie, you mean?
Yeah. Do everything that we used to tell you to do. Get out the little, you know, the baby, you know, baby-sized rug that you've got.
That's
your,
right.
Your towel, your blanket, your beach towel.
Undo your sweatpants. Or if you're Jim Elliot, unsnap them.
Unvelcro your shoes. Make yourself comfortable.
Put out the slip and slide.
Get yourself a tall boy.
Mm-hmm.
Put the phone on Do Not Disturb.
That's right.
Or what's your wife?
Do Not Disturb and Do Not Hit.
Plug in the space heater.
I can't tell you how many times during the show, Rob will try to call his wife to ask her a question.
All right.
And she's just such a ball buster. She would just put the phone on Do Not Disturb.
Oh. You know, we just had to rebuy a whole phone system because Motorola doesn't have Do Not Disturb.
Wow, Do Not Disturb.
Uniden does.
You know what?
Wow. Why don't you just put it on vibrate and is this your home phone?
No, it's home phone. So, because she doesn't want to hear from Rob during the show, she just puts it on Do Not Disturb.
Can't you just put it off the hook and do the...
That mic, that's not her preference.
See, what she wants is, she wants Rob...
To know that...
To get the message saying, I'm not taking your call right now.
Even if it's an emergency. Do Not Disturb.
The ending.
I'm with you, pal, on that one. I am really with you.
Okay, we'll play the game. Let's see with Carl and Sandy and Jason and Ebony and Omar and Alicia.
Yeah.
Those are your contestants.
That's right.
Screw American Idol.
Yep.
This is the Super Bowl of nudity.
You didn't see any nudity on American Idol.
And, well, you won't see any today either.
Except I tell you, I thought Mary J. Blige was going to pop out there.
Maybe you and I will see it today,
mm-hmm.
but everybody won't. Oh, and Toni Braxton. How effed up?
Yeah, was it Toni Braxton or Mary J. Blige?
Mary J. Well, they're both hot, but
yeah.
Toni Braxton.
Somebody had the boobs, and you can almost see through. It was amazing.
Toni Braxton was like Paula Abdul out there.
It was Randy Jackson.
Hey, he looks good in a tie.
He does.
Someone should tell him, dog, wear a tie every week.
Do you know what I ordered over the internet, and I'll be wearing them when we come back from the weekend?
What?
Randy's glasses from last night.
Very nice.
The blue glasses.
Yes. Yeah, I thought I'd look good on them.
It's a good
good look on him.
Thank you.
It's a good look on you.
Looking forward to it.
I think you look good in the entire outfit that he had on last night.
I'd like to wear all of his clothes. That lime green striped shirt with the white collar the other night, I want it.
But only
bring it to me.
But only after he's worn them.
Okay. All right, so it's Carl, Sandy, Jason, Ebony, Omar, Alicia. We will put the girls in here.
Uh-huh.
We will put the guys in there.
Right. Game worn.
And we will start, and the clothes will start hitting the floor right after this.
Number 15, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike.
Later, he lay looking up at the dark ceiling while she cried, and he no longer liked her. He had taken what was good in him, and what had he gained? Nothing but emptiness. Void. But I'm a man now, he thought, and listened to her crying there beside him. I was a boy, and now I'm a dirty, stinking man.
The Don and Mike Show.
All the great tapes.
Yeah. If you really knew them, you'd hate them. Don and Mike.
You with them. I mean, you with them. You hated us, you would know us being them. I was caught off guard. I turned around and looked. Standing behind me wasn't Rob, it was Buzz.
Buzz is assuming his normal position when we play strip trivia.
Buzz pretty much stands in the corner.
Yes, and gawks.
During strip trivia now. We do have a microphone open for Buzz during strip trivia. Buzz.
Here come the ladies, incidentally. They're being ushered into the studio right now.
Buzz provides the color commentary.
That's exactly right.
It's almost like the good old days of Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, you got the 3-4-5-man booth. Pictures of all of our contestants on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Full shots of all three women, and the only guy who's not up for it is the first guy, the government guy.
Yes, the government guy is, you know, but he's the government guy, so what are you going to expect?
Rob?
Yes.
Excuse me, I literally I didn't mean Buzz had to have a microphone.
Okay.
Going to move that one back?
Like where we used to.
Okay, no problem.
Just kidding. Buzz, when we move to the new studio,
yes?
There will be enough microphones to go around for everyone.
That's exciting. I'm looking forward to that. Is that going to be a decent layout for strip trivia, the new studio?
Yes, as a matter of fact, without getting too in-depth, when we play strip trivia at the new place,
right.
It will be in Buzz's room.
Oh, very
because
cool.
Because the way the studios are laid out is you and I and Rob will be in a studio at the back end of the building.
Right.
In between us, in the giant nerve center, will be Buzz, who actually has the most space and a giant conference table in the middle of his newsroom.
Okay.
And then all the way on the other side, at the end of the hallway, that's where Joe and John will be.
And everybody can see each other.
Yeah,
right?
we have sight lines.
It's going to be a straight shot through all the windows.
A lot more room. Now, we flip the coin backstage, and of course the guys go first. Let's check in over in Stink Central here. here with the best part of his job is Joe Ardinger.
Oh, how I missed this gig.
Hi there, Joe.
Joe, you remember how to communicate when you're over there. How's it going over there?
Not bad.
And you remember what you do?
Not really,
You take the spray can and you signal us with the spray. How's it going over there, Joe?
All right, that would indicate
that
there's...
Not very loud.
It's not a loud spray can, is it?
Just pull it out when the odor really gets bad over there.
Okay, well, so far, so good.
So far, so good. Now, Joe, it's your job to be like the rah-rah cheerleader for the guys.
That's right. I've greased them.
So let's go now to it would do looks like on American Idol. Joe would be the twins down in Alabama for Taylor Hicks. Joe, what's happening in the men's side of the room? Are they excited, Joe?
Yeah, the guys here are excited. Don, are you excited, guys?
Yeah.
You hear how excited they are? Wow, I can't believe it. And everybody else is excited too. We got balloons and gorillas and all kinds of things.
All right.
Thank
stop
you.
Stop it.
Now let's go to Los Angeles. With the McPhee camp, here is local reporter Mike O'Mara with the girls.
Wait, we're here, guys. It's really incredible, Don. This is the most incredible strip trivia I've ever seen. It's really fabulous. Everybody's having a great time. Whatever.
Okay, let's make sure. Carl, Sandy, Jason, Ebony, Omar, and Alicia, are you all down to 5 articles of clothing?
You're understanding that each time you answer incorrectly, you will be required to remove 1 article of clothing. If you remove every article of clothing, all 5 in total, you are eliminated from the game and you must strip down to your nudity and then you make your exit.
Yes, the important things to remember here are, for you girls in this main studio, the microphone right back there, the one right next to Mike, to Mike's right and to your left, that's where you answer the questions from. That's also where you disrobe.
Yes.
When you do drop everything and you're totally naked, you make the run from right there to
to that door right there.
You can cover up any way you wish and immediately put your clothes back on and then whisk out to your car.
Now, fellas,
sobbing.
Fellas over there in Joe's garage. Fellas.
Yeah.
Same deal for you. When you come and answer the questions, the fellas will stand right there in the middle of the room, right where Joe is, so that the girls can see everything. When you do, in fact, hi, Omar. Hi. Say hi.
Howdy.
The guys are much quieter than the women. I think the women are more vocal, and I think that's we gotta improve on that with the guys.
For instance, when Omar takes off his pants, and one of you invariably says, "Oh my God, it looks like a baby! Looks like a baby down there." Omar will be able to stand there for two seconds, and then he will again have the same courtesy as you gals. Leave the room right away. Exactly. And the last person left with clothes on gets $1,500 in the high-def TV.
Are you guys all ready? Are you all ready? Both sides, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. All right, we'll start with Carl.
Step up to the microphone, Carl.
Step up,
yes,
Carl.
Yes, sir.
All right, Carl's our government. He works in the patent office here in D.C.
Yes, sir.
And you know when you said that you look like the guy from Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
Now that I see you standing up.
A little closer?
I would agree. Girls, what do you think? Do you think he looks like that guy?
Cameron, the guy that's dad had the Ferrari.
Yeah, the guy that wore the Red Wings jersey.
Fantastic movie and a great character.
Alan Carl, Ruck.
What's his name?
Alan Ruck.
That's useless Rob.
Yeah, that is the part. When Rob's brain is dissected after he dies, that's going to be the part that people are going to go, what went on in there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Carl, it's your choice. Do you want the question, or do you want 3 out of 5?
Bring on the question. When you were quizzing the other guys, I didn't get a single one right, so this could be a quick game.
Okay, here we go. Who's the me in the book Elvis and Me?
Priscilla.
That's
congratulations,
right.
Congratulations, yeah. Carl. You have your first correct answer. You remain fully clothed.
Sandy, step up to the microphone,
please.
Step right up there. That's microphone number 5. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Need you to get right on top of that microphone, please.
I got a great view of Sandy down here. I'm down in the bullpen, Buzz.
Sandy, do you...
I can bend over if you'd like.
Oh, wow.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, very nice. Clevaggio.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sorry.
Who was on the phone?
Rob. I wanted to tell him about Alan Ruck. Fascinated by Alan Ruck.
Are you serious?
We had to coordinate traffic.
Okay, all right. I looked over in the other room. I said, Joe on his cell phone.
Don't you see, everybody? We're just surrounded by asses.
Let's see. Sandy, do you want the question or do you want 3 out of 5?
Question.
Sandy, what United States... state boasts Needville, Needmore, Best, Rear Best, Bunkerville, and Bushland.
Wow.
What state has these towns? Needville, Needmore, Best, Verbest, and Bushland.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say North Dakota.
That would be Texas.
Texas, and that means, Sandy, it's time for your first item of clothing.
Shoes
are coming
shoes
off from Sandy.
Off.
Here come the shoes.
All right, shoes always the first.
And what lovely little shoes they are, with lovely painted toenails.
There you go. Take your time with that. Mike, would you smell her shoes?
No, I don't smell shoes. What, is that a new thing that I do? Would you like me to smell the shoes?
Well, you smell your own shoes all
right,
the time.
Let me see the shoes. Go ahead. You don't want... Are you warning me?
No.
Are you warning me not to smell them?
No, it's kind of gross.
It is? Good enough for me.
How about Jason?
Step up,
Jason.
Hi, people.
Jason, would you like a question or 3 out of 5?
I'm going to go with a 3 out of 5.
Incidentally, in this competition, Jason would be voted contestant most likely to have an alien burst out of his chest. Thank you.
Jason.
You haven't even seen it yet.
Jason, true or false? A former Vikings quarterback, now he's with the Dolphins, Dante Culpepper, was born in jail.
True. Wow.
No fair laughing, Mike. It is
true.
His mom was doing time for armed robbery. He was raised by a foster family.
Wow, I had no idea. Congratulations, Jason. That's your first correct answer. You remain fully closed.
No. It's 3 out of 5, Mike.
Oh, it's 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Oh, I forgot he took 3 out of 5. That's right. I thought it was one question.
So he's got to get 3 more correct.
Okay. Very good.
Two more,
right. 3 total. You're correct. Some butterflies have tongues twice as long as their wingspans.
True.
That's 2.
2 for 2.
He needs 1 more to be fully clothed.
Checkers was an Olympic sport in 1943.
False.
Also true. Man, Jason, you aced that. You get to remain fully cloaked.
All
congratulations.
Right, here we go, Ebony. Step up, sweet Ebony.
Hello, Ebony.
Ebony.
Hi. Ebony in her hanging gardens.
Ebony.
Wow.
Ebony, do you want the 3 out of 5 or the question?
3 out of 5, please.
3 out of 5. Here we go. Ebony, undergoing an MRI on an area where you have tattoos can cause your tattoos to run or to warp into a donut shape.
False.
That's correct.
Very good.
True or false? A bullet made out of meat could kill a man without a trace.
Ooh. False.
That's right.
Two.
That's...
You need one more to remain fully clothed.
That's right. That's a made-up one. A bullet made out of meat.
Bullet made out of meat. Robin, in our case, sounds like kind of a fantasy.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
The mole on Abraham Lincoln's face on Mount Rushmore is 16 inches across.
True?
Ooh.
Oh, I am sorry. That is false. That is false.
Two more questions.
14 inches across.
Oh, that was
and actually
number.
Really not even a total mole. If you look real careful, he doesn't even have a left ear.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like because
he kind of melds into the other president.
The way that the other heads go. So what's the score here?
She needs one more to remain fully clothed, but there are two more questions.
Okay, here we go.
Right, two more questions. Yeah. Did I have that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Thomas Jefferson said playing the lottery was, quote, indispensable to the existence of man.
False.
Congratulations, Ebony.
Good job.
Oh, hold on a second. No, hold on.
Oh, no.
Take it back. True fact. I'm sorry.
Well, that means we have one more question.
Operator error?
Yeah, because I thought Thomas Jefferson said that.
Sure, there. Fact.
Fact.
See, that says fact.
All right, Ebony, you have one more true-false question. You have to get it right or you remove your first item of clothing.
NASCAR legend Dick Trickle asked for a cigarette lighter in his car so that he could smoke during NASCAR races.
True.
Congratulations. And I knew
right.
that one, too.
All right, good for you. Let's go to Omar.
No, it's Omar.
Omar. How are you doing, Emerald? Omar.
Fine.
Now, do you want the one question or you want 3 out of 5?
Try for the one question.
One
please.
Question. Omar, here we go. Omar, my man. What South African golfer got stuck with being known as the Goose?
South African golfer.
He is known as the Goose.
Hogan.
Oh, Mike, the answer is...
Retief Goosen.
And now, ladies,
right,
get a good
idiot.
Look.
Your first item
look.
Of clothing, what will you be removing?
Omar.
The shoes.
Shoes. Okay, shoes.
It usually starts with the shoes, and as I see the shoes come off, I say, good luck to Joe.
And now let's go to Alicia.
Alicia, batting cleanup.
Here we go. Alicia, who is the favorite right now, just based on the fact that...
Well, she's won some academic competition. She seems very smart. We quizzed her a little bit. We think she's going to do well.
Do you want the question or 3 out of 5?
The question, please.
The question. Okay. All right, honey. Just go to the next one on the card. So you see, I'm not trying to pick out a hard one for you. What team has its what baseball team has its official ticket office at 34 Kirby Puckett Place?
Oh, I don't know. the Astros.
Minnesota Twins.
That was the way to go. And Alicia, it's time for your first item of clothing. What will you be removing?
That'll be the shoes and socks.
Oh, the boring first
shoes
shoe round.
Shoes and socks. Shoes and socks. We'll do it right there, Alicia.
And Bob, that's the end of the very first round.
We'll fit one more in before
all right, very good.
I think if it's okay. And just so everybody can see, you girls see that I'm not like looking through trying to find hard questions. It's whatever one is on top. There are 4 or 5 that are blocked out, and there's one that's like, for instance, look at that, Alicia, just so you know that the card that was on top, can you see?
Yep.
That it's got the one question on the bottom.
Yep.
And that's the one.
And all the rest are crossed out.
There you go. Thank you, Alicia. Let's do Carl here. Carl.
We go to the second round, top of the second round.
Carl.
Ready.
Okay, question or?
If you go to the first round, I think I'll go for one question.
One question. One question only. What NHL arena, named after a brewery, is known to locals as the Keg?
City would be Milwaukee.
I wish this was TV, basically.
Yeah, sorry. You can see the smoke coming out the ear.
What NHL arena, named after a brewery, is known to locals as the Keg? And
I'm drawing a complete blank.
Can I ask this question?
First, Milwaukee does not have a team.
Right. Is it in Toronto?
It's wherever the Molson Center is.
Molson Center is, I think that's either Montreal or Toronto.
Well, either way.
I could stand here for 20 minutes and not get that one.
All right, well, it's your first item of clothing. What's coming off, Carl?
It will be the infamous shoes.
The shoes! Oh, everyone's going to be barefoot pretty soon.
Okay, Sandy, baby, step up.
Sandy has removed one item in the first round. She did not get the correct answer.
Sandy Beach.
Shoeless Sandy.
Here we go. Do you want 3 out of 5 or just a straight-up question?
I'll go for the question.
Straight-up question. These are dangerous questions. What British airline became the world's first to offer all passengers in-seat email? Mm-hmm. See, these are harder questions sometimes. Sandy?
I'm waffling between Virgin and British Airways.
I mean, that would seem to be the choice of the two.
Pick one.
Pick one. Now, that is tough, but that's all I could think of.
So you're at the Waffle House.
Virgin.
Yeah. I would have gone with that too, Sandy.
Barely.
Good answer. And again, remains shoeless.
There's your card. So you hold on to that and see that that's the one that was selected. Here we go to Jason.
Good day, sir.
Jason, hi there. Jason, celebrity you think you most resemble is, what's his name, Giovanni...
Ribisi and John Edward from Crossing Over.
And what do you want, a question or 3 out of 5?
I want the single question.
You want the single question? You got it, my man. Here we go. Which do you have to have... Excuse me. Which do you have the best odds of dying from? Flesh-eating bacteria, lightning, or salmonella?
The best odds of dying or surviving? The best
dying.
Odds of dying.
Which do you have the best odds of dying from?
Lightning.
Flesh-eating bacteria, lightning, or salmonella? You said lightning.
I said lightning.
You want to stay with that? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, flesh-eating bacteria.
Jason, time for your first item. This is your first incorrect answer. What are you reading?
Don't run away.
My shoes will be coming off.
Shoes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, the entire studio facility now reeking of foot odor.
Ebony, baby, step up, Ebony.
Hello.
Hi there, Ebony. See, it's just getting interesting now. We've got to really... You know what we should do maybe next time?
Yeah.
Is just eliminate the shoes to begin with.
Yeah.
Even if
shoes are boring.
Even if it's like an extra shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shoes are boring. And Ebony is fully clothed till she hasn't. But you came in without shoes on,
no,
right?
No, I came in with shoes, but I just took them off so I could say I have 5 articles.
Okay, very good.
Ebony, do you want 3 out of 5 or you want the question?
I'm going to do 3 out of 5 again.
3 out of 5. Ebony, Victoria's Secret was named after a San Francisco transvestite.
False.
That is correct.
That's 1 out of 5.
Oops, hold on a second. Page number 2. Foo Fighters was actually World War II fighter pilot slang for UFOs.
True.
2 out of 5. She needs one more.
True again. Unlike humans, canaries have lungs that are naturally black. When they are exposed to heavy pollution or smoke, their lungs turn white. I'll give that to you one more time. Unlike humans, canaries have lungs that are naturally black. When they get pollution or smoke, their lungs turn white.
True.
No.
That is made up.
2 out of 5 so far. She has 2 questions remaining. She needs one to remain clothed.
Here we go. They are very hard to track down. But nearly 50% of all people in the Witness Protection Program are assigned to live in the state of Utah.
False.
That's right.
And you remain closed so far. Good game for Ebony so far.
Okay, let's go to Omar.
Omar has removed 1 item. He's down to 4 items of clothing.
OTT, Omar the terrorist. Omar.
Kid,
Omar. I know. Come on, you're in the Air Force. I'm kidding.
Right.
You're doing a good job.
And thank you for your service to our country.
All right.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Libby.
You for your test.
Thank you. You want the one question or three out of five, Omar?
I think we'll go with a three out of five.
Brother Omar. Out of five for Omar. Here we go, Omar. Omar, birds will choke on peanut butter.
True. False.
No. Yeah, obviously. No. Made up. Omar, rat cheese, as in cheese made from the milk of thousands of rats, is a delicacy in France.
False.
That's right. We made that one up.
That's gross. That's even a gross made-up one.
Jack in the Box. Oh, where's he at here?
He's got one out of five. He's got three questions remaining.
Beautiful. Jack in the Box sells so many tacos that 2,500 acres of corn are needed to supply them with enough tortillas for 1 year.
I don't think Jack in the Box sells tacos. I'm going to say false.
Oh, you've never been to Jack in the Box.
I remember a fraternity brother of mine named Yoo-Hoo who ate 17 Jack tacos, and I had to drive home with him in the car.
Here we go. Here we go. Now, this could be the make or break for him, right?
Yeah, this is it. If he doesn't get this, he is out of there.
Some snakes actually shed their eyes and grow new ones each time they shed their skin.
False.
That is right.
You have one question remaining. If you answer it correctly, you get to keep your clothes that you have. Otherwise, you got to take something off.
As a teenager, film star Nicolas Cage set a national record by stuffing 5 hard-boiled eggs into his mouth at one time.
False.
That's right.
Congratulations,
made it up,
Omar.
Made it up.
Nicely
Alicia.
Done.
Alicia.
Yep. Alicia has taken her shoes off. She has 4 items remaining.
She'll be the last one in this round. Alicia, let's see. What do you want? Do you want the one question or do you want 3 out of 5?
I think I'll take the 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. The fly swatter was invented in 1945.
True.
No. No. Like in the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Almost all Caucasian babies are born with blue eyes.
True.
That's a fact. You often change in the first year.
1 out of 5. 3 questions remaining.
There we go. Next for you. For most people, one foot is bigger than the other.
True.
Also true.
2 out of 5. One more correct answer, and you win in this round.
Mm-hmm. Every part of a pig is edible except the lungs.
True.
No,
we made that up. You can eat the lungs.
We're down to our last question. This is a make-or-break question right here. She has to get this one right.
Okay. The board game... come on. It comes in how many different languages. She'll never get that. It's true or false. This says it comes in 31 different languages, but, you know, I mean, that's close enough. It could be...
You pulling that one off the table?
Yeah. I'm not going to use that one. Here we go. Next page. Just to kind of prolong things here. Approximately 5% of drug dogs are retired every year for getting hooked on cocaine.
False.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. Really?
That's true.
That is an awesome fact, and it is
That's
time.
True.
Alicia, I predicted you as the brainiac, but you're going to be the first person to remove 2 items of clothing. What is the second item coming off?
Second item would be the shirt.
The shirt.
Wow.
Hello.
Take your shirt off.
Hello. Yes, sirree. Fantastic. A lovely black bra.
Oh.
Thank you very much,
Alicia. Thank you, Alicia.
And that's the end of round number 2, Bob.
There's Alicia. Now, Alicia, if you'll stand back up, is that a little what, like pink tie that we see in the...
A little bow. It's Victoria's Secret.
Little pink bow in the middle of her bra.
Pink bow with little boobs.
Well,
here we go.
Mike, it's been a good first round.
It has indeed.
Who's got what?
After 2 rounds, Carl has removed 1 item of clothing, Sandy 1 item, Jason 1 item. Our leader is Ebony with 2 correct answers in 2 rounds. Omar removing 1 item, and Alicia, believe it or not, after that incredible prediction, Alicia is bringing up the rear, so to speak, with 2 incorrect answers after round number 2, Bob.
All right, now, at this point, here's what you can do. Alicia, and you'll find us out as you girls and guys who go through various stages of nudity, put your shirt back on, and you can walk around the station, go outside,
smoke if you want.
Back in the early days, back in the 80s, everybody was smoking.
Go to go to your car, have a drink if you want, do whatever you like on your own time.
And, take your heroin, come back into the studio.
And we'll see you in a second. Are you less nervous now than when you came in, ladies?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a blast, and we have never, and I said this yesterday, when I was being accused of pimping, which I was yesterday, I said we have never had a woman play this game that has not had a blast coming down here. You guys would concur with that.
Yes.
Yeah, of course they would.
And how about you hammerheads over in the other room?
And the guys are always the same. Every arm folded.
Oh.
You can practically hear the breathing.
Sorry about that. H-heads. Sorry about that.
Click.
No, a good producer would get him on the show.
Sure would.
Why'd you call Beth Ann?
Why? Because she had so much success with that.
Oh! Who cares? Fist fight!
All right, ladies, guys, all of you, get out of here for a second. Let's let this room ventilate. There are pictures of all of our contestants on our website, dynamikewebsite.com. If you click on today's steaming log.
I think there's some mosquitoes in here.
We will be back with more in the return of
Number 15
trivia.
Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I don't love you, but I like you. Respect you enough not to want to lie to you.
Oh, don't stop. Now isn't the time for talk, darling,
moaned the fiercely aroused young socialite daughter of a prominent jurist. The blouse was open, and she ripped at the gap with trembling fingers, pulling away the silken fabric so that the ruby nipples rising directly from the midst of those glorious, unclad spheres of ivory splendor were lavishly disclosed, surging upwards with ragged wantonness, begging for further fondling.
Oh, yeah. I missed those.
Welcome back, old friend.
It's pimple popping time. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, saw the guys all standing outside a cancer corner with Joe. Out there having their camels. Went back and checked on the girls.
Just because the group of guys, in fairness to the guys, they don't seem like the same kind of smokers we've had on certain episodes of Strip Trivia. How many smokers have you three? None of you? Nobody? No, just hanging out with the guys out there. Very cool. I knew it.
And girls, step up to these microphones for a second. What was the dish that you girls were having back there?
How much fun
is it? Well, what?
How much fun it is.
Let me help you out here. All right.
Mike, with an obvious attempt to get his hand anywhere near one of your big breasts.
There we are. Just wanted to adjust the microphone level.
Again, it's Carl, it's Sandy, it's Jason, it's Ebony, it's Omar, it's Alicia. The pictures are on the website. And
it's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
Oh, yeah, Strip Trivia. Back.
Radio nudity.
Oh, you got to take your shirt off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's Alicia's got to take her shirt off. There you go.
That was for Brainiac Alicia, who we thought would be leading at this point. It is Ebony who is leading.
Okay, as you know, six people playing for $1,500 in cash on the HD TV, et cetera, et cetera. Only one of you can win. Let's go to round number whatever this is.
This is round number three. We're going to start again with Carl.
Carl. I'm ready.
Carl, who is a patent engineer in D.C., looks like the guy in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the friend with the stuffy nose.
Please have Sloan Peterson out in front of the school.
And he's the only guy who has not had his face on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Somebody just carpet bombed back here.
Thank you, Joe. All right, who cut the cheese? Come on, fellas, who farted? Step up. Who is it?
Jason.
Is that Jason?
Jason.
Jason.
Jason, are you the kind of guy that'll roll into a movie theater and let that happen?
I actually stepped around the corner at it.
You did? It. Really? What do you have for lunch today, Jason?
Chipotle burrito.
Oh!
Thank you.
There you go.
Good.
Yeah,
it was delicious.
Carpet
bomb back here.
That's Joe right there. That's Joe at his funniest right there. Something carpet.
All right, Carl, we'll start with you. How many items of clothing does Carl have left, Mike?
Carl has four items of clothing left. Carl, he's in the carpet bomb room.
Carl, do you want the question or the 3 out of 5?
I think we'll do 3 out of 5 this time.
3 out of 5.
Way to get that nice strip trivia mood crushed, Jason.
Yeah. Wonderful aroma.
Ben Franklin was the first person to write about how eating asparagus gives you the stinky pee.
False.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, that was true. I hit that because it was, no, that's a fact.
So Ben Franklin really wrote about that, huh?
In a scientific journal.
Wow.
He did.
Smart guy.
Ben Gay is slathered on the joints of the Statue of Liberty to prevent aging.
False.
That's right. That is correct.
One out of five. You have three questions remaining, Carl.
A rat's testicles weigh more than a gorilla's.
False.
That's right.
One more correct answer and you're going to be okay in this round, Carl.
Follow-up question. A 400-pound gorilla's testicles weigh only an ounce each.
Ooh.
True.
We are down to question number five. You must answer this correctly to not remove another item of clothing.
The drug ecstasy was developed as an appetite suppressant.
False.
Oh! True! And that means item number two. Carl, what is coming off on Strip Trivia?
Alicia has inspired me. I'm going to lose the shirt.
The shirt is coming off in round number three. Then there were three items of clothing.
Carl, you got to stand right there and let the women see what's happening.
Let them gawk.
There you go. Now, ladies, there you go.
Turn the lights on.
There's the gun show, ladies. And
yes, siree.
Isn't that nice?
The gun show. Ron Burgundy.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Judging from his back, I think his testicles weigh an ounce.
Oh, he got the hairy bitch back.
He's got the hairy front as well.
Okay, very good.
Carpet bomb.
And from now on, I think his name will be Hot Carl. Do you remember the old days of a Hot Carl?
Hot Carl. Oh, my God. Wow.
Sandy.
Sandy, round number three for Sandy. Sandy has three items of clothing. I'm sorry, check that. Four items of clothing, remind me.
Sandy, do you want the one question or three out of five?
One.
Oops, I'm sorry. What was that, honey?
One.
Just one.
One question for Sandy. Here it comes.
Just one. What Kentucky city draws fans to a museum dwarfed by the world's tallest baseball bat? Pretty easy. Pretty common sense, especially if you're, I guess if you're a guy.
Can you repeat
Louisville?
Oh, Louisville.
Yeah, she got it. She got it.
Second correct answer.
What
way
Kentucky
to go.
Kentucky city draws fans to a museum that's dwarfed by the world's tallest baseball bat. Let's go. Good job, Sandy. Let's go to Jason.
Jason the carpet bomber.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
One question or three out of five, true or false?
I'm going to go with a three out of five this time.
Three out of five.
And incidentally, when you're going to play Strip Trivia, I recommend everyone eat a Chipotle.
Thank you. I just wanted to spread the love.
Oh, God.
All right, Thunder Ass, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Babe Ruth hit his first home run as a professional in Canada.
False.
Oh.
True.
And it's time for your second item of clothing.
No, he's three out of five.
Oh, he's three out of five. I always say that confuses me.
Three out of five.
Three out of five.
I want to get you naked, Jason. Yes, I do. That's nothing I want more in this game than to get farting Jason naked.
Slugs have... Oh, I think I used this one already as a test on you.
Did you say teeth?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've heard that one before. Flying fish can reach speeds of 35 miles per hour in the air.
True.
That is true.
One out of five, three questions remaining.
Champagne gets you drunk faster than regular wine.
True.
Also two true. Out of five, one more correct answer, and he makes it through the round.
Junior Mints can offer temporary breathing relief for asthma patients.
True.
Oh, I thought that would be true.
So made up.
You have one question remaining. You must answer this correctly.
Here we go. Lawyer comes from the same Greek word as liar.
True.
Oh, we made that up.
I've heard that one before, though.
That's made up.
Now it's time to get you naked, Jason. What will you be removing?
I'll remove the socks.
Ugh. Yes!
Socks.
Socks coming
socks.
On.
I'll leave Jason.
Remove those burrito socks.
Is that his first item of clothing?
It's his second item of clothing.
So you mean all you've got is just underpants, shirt, and...
Shoes, socks. Shirt, pants, underpants, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And think of those underpants.
That's what I was thinking of.
That's right.
Think of that mushroom cloud.
That's for sure. And here comes our leader, Ebony.
Ebony, step up, honey. Hi there, Ebony.
Hi.
You want the one question or three out of five?
You know what? I'm going to tempt fate one, the one question.
One question.
Ooh. One question here.
Tempting fate.
Here we go. What is Indiana Jones' real first name? And hold on, just I'll give you a second to think about it. Omar, what's your major malfunction over there, Omar?
Major malfunction is that it's been hard sports questions for the past hour and a half, and then all of a sudden here's a great question that I know the answer to.
So you're frustrated, Omar?
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Don't go postal on us, okay?
Got an answer?
I want to say, is it Indiana?
No. Henry.
Dog.
Henry. Time for your first item of clothing. What's coming off, Ebony?
Pants.
We have our first pants.
Mike, did we hear her say it?
Yeah, I'm sorry that she's. I heard her say it, yeah.
What are you taking off?
Pants. My pants.
Whose pants?
Ebony's pants.
I want her to say it.
I understand. That's
Ebony,
part of the game.
What are you taking off? What are you taking off?
I am. I am taking off my pants.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank
there you,
you
go.
Baby.
All right.
Are you wearing underpants, honey?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She's got the underpants on.
I did. Okay. Mm-hmm. Omar.
Here comes the problem child, Omar.
Omar complaining about an hour and a half of sports questions.
Don't understand. This is fixed.
Okay, Omar.
And here's the deal. Unlike American Idol, we'll admit it. This could very well be fixed.
Oh, no, it's wonderful. Right. Omar, do you want 3 out of 5 or do you want the one question?
We'll go for 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Omar, most male mammals have nipples, but not stallions.
True.
That is true. Stallions have no nipples.
1 out of 5.
Male and female goats have beards.
False.
That is a fact. The average American uses 57 sheets of toilet paper per day.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might want to triple up on that for Jason.
Larry Hagman, the guy from Dallas.
One more correct answer and he gets through this round.
Larry Hagman, the first time he did LSD... He was given it by David Crosby.
Wow, Larry Hagman.
First time he did LSD was with David Crosby.
I'm going to say false.
That's true.
You were down to your last question, Omar.
All right.
I thought that you would get that one. That is an easy one. No frog can live in salt water.
No frog can live in salt water.
Don't repeat a question. Another question. Just take a second. Think about it, Omar. No frog can live in salt water. Is that a true fact or false fact?
I'm going to say that is true.
Oh, no, that's crap. The saltwater frog, also known as the crab-eating frog, hangs out in saltwater.
And item number 2, what will be coming off, Omar?
I'll be taking off my pants.
Pants are coming off.
Ladies, if you would like to get by the window, help yourselves. Yeah, there you go. There's the lights coming up. Look at these women.
Oh, dear.
Look at these women. Trying to check him
now, laughing with unbridled joy.
Thanks.
You know that's not exactly what you. That's not exactly what a guy wants to hear when he's taking his pants off. A room full of laughter.
Yeah, they're having a good time. The ladies are bonding.
Alicia, who's standing in front of us in her bra and her tight jeans.
Alicia has no correct answers so far,
no.
Which is very surprising.
Alicia, you want the one question or 3 out of 5?
I'll take the 3 out of 5 again.
3 out of 5. Alicia, before tampons were introduced, women in rural areas used baby corn cobs.
I think I've heard that's true.
Oh. No, Rob made that one up.
Boy, man, you want to talk about pain. Especially during the fall.
Porcupine like Pokey Dot. Porcupine mating involves the...
False.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, that is true.
Well, now, Alicia, in order not to remove another item of
and fun, Buzz,
yes.
Is that true with you and Marcia?
You have to run the table so far, Alicia.
Yep.
Okay, it's another animal.
Anyway.
Any of you girls want that?
No!
Before it goes back down? Elephants excrete 100 pounds of poop a day.
True.
That you are still in the game, but you have to get two more correct answers.
The top-selling flavor of baby food in Japan is sardine.
Oh. Jeez.
True, honey. It's so true.
Item number three, Alicia, what will you be removing?
Item number three is going to be the bra.
The bra!
And it's been three long years we have bare breasts.
Welcome back, Lefty. Welcome back, Righty.
Petite but pert.
They say if you're going to Domino's tonight, make it a pepperoni pizza. You know what I'm saying?
Wonderful. Well, that's the end of round number three, Bob.
How are you guys doing in the stink cage doing over there?
Joe has turned the lights off in the stink cage over there.
Hey, guys. Guys?
Yeah!
They're just breathing right now.
I guess they are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Mike, as we go to break... Oh, I can already see that Alicia is topless.
Alicia, once again, I predicted her. Maybe I jinxed her by saying I thought she'd win this thing. After the round, we have Carl with three items of clothing remaining. Four items remaining for Sandy. Three items remaining for Jason. Four items remaining for Ebony. Three for Omar. And only two items of clothing remaining for young Alicia.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to do a lightning round. And what that means is, in the next round, at least for the first round of the next break, you don't have a choice. It's going to be a question. One question from the card.
One question as we go to round number four.
Everybody wins.
It's time for a lightning round.
I forgot all the high quality
high energy pyrotechnics that we used on this
time
show.
For a lightning round. That's impressive, huh?
Yeah, it's neat.
That's right.
It's big time radio here.
Very, very
national show.
We'll have more strip trivia after this quick break.
We will. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated the Don and Mike.
Till tomorrow.
Take your sweater off, Jojo, he ordered brusquely. Her hands went to her waist, caught the hem of the sweater, and lifted it off over her head. She dropped the sweater carelessly on the floor next to the bed. She was wearing a pink bra that seemed about to burst under the outward pressure exerted by her breasts. Now the bra, Frankie commanded. She reached around back to undo the snaps. The cloth fell away, and her breasts, as if relieved to be confined no longer, tumbled forward excitedly.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here to repossess your funny bone, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, let's see. Alicia? Yeah, there you go. I was just going to say you're taking off your shirt.
Very comfortable, Alicia, with your nudity. Very comfortable with your nudity.
Hi, Alicia.
Are you naked a lot around the house? Do you hang out naked a lot?
I live with my grandma.
Oh, sorry.
Would you answer the question?
No.
No.
Ebony, walking around without your pants on.
Yeah.
How are you? Comfortable?
I'm comfortable.
You walk around without your pants on at home a lot?
I just moved in with two guys, so.
So not yet.
Hold on. Step up to the microphone. You just moved in. You just moved in with two guys.
I just moved in with.
Hold on. Let me turn that on.
So you moved in with two guys.
Two med students up in Baltimore. So I'm like kind of. They're really not home that much, so it's. Free range.
And you know, I didn't ask you this before. You're one of the good grade people, too, aren't you?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Kind of low-key in it, I know. Okay, we got a player here.
Sorry, it's company. Sorry, are you the pump for these two guys?
No, I'm not trying to be, but hopefully they can bring over some guy friends.
Oh, so you...
that's my whole, like, that's the reason I really want to move in with them. But they're looking forward to me bringing my friends over.
Okay,
so you're a pit. You're a pump in, train. let's see, Sandy. Sandy, look at that. You've not taken anything off except your
Sandy's
shoes,
Sandy's only
right?
taken one, just her shoes. That's it. And I did not smell her shoes, even during the break.
And turn the lights on in the other room, and let's take a good look at Carl standing there without his shirt on.
That was a sexy response, wasn't it, Carl? Carl, what were you up to over there?
Oh, this is great.
Oh, was I up to?
Yeah, what were you doing? What was Carl doing?
Just hanging out.
Okay.
Hi, lady.
I think Carl was doing something else over there. I think Sandy was indicating what Carl might have been doing over there.
It looked like it involved iron and finger. I'm not sure.
What was he doing,
maybe.
Sandy? I mean, was he...
stroking his finger back and forth.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Okay, here we go with a with a lightning round.
Lightning round.
Okay, what do you got queued up here?
And now, back to strip trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show. Okay. It's time for a lightning round.
Okay, here we go.
Bring it on, Don.
One question, you got to answer it like within five, or Rob, let's put 10 seconds on the clock.
You got it.
10 seconds to answer, Carl.
We don't need the TikTok.
Carl has three items of clothing remaining.
What TV network asked viewers the burning question, who would be the most likely to cheat at cards, Bill Clinton or Al Gore? What TV network asked their viewers that question?
ABC.
Fox News.
Item number three, what's coming off, Carl?
I will take off the socks.
The socks are coming off now.
Okay, no need to stop on that. Let's go to Sandy.
Sandy has four items of clothing remaining.
Sandy, what NFL coach got headlines in 2001 by telling reporters they didn't know diddly poo?
Oh.
Yeah, we played this guy's tape on our show a lot of times. Eight, nine, oh. That would be Jim Mora.
Item number two, what will be coming off, Sandy?
Pants
are coming off.
All right, we'll wait for that.
Yes, we will.
We'll wait for that.
The pants are coming off. There we go.
Jeans come off.
That's right. Lovely, lovely black underwear.
Black underpants.
Yes. I really think the only person that needs black underwear right now would be Jason.
Speaking of, here he is.
Here he is.
He has them.
Wow. Nice lacy underwear there, Sandy.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Jason, how many articles you got?
I'm down to
three.
Three.
And have you, you know, without just being overt, have you checked out Alicia? I mean, she's standing right there topless in front of you.
I got a good look at Alicia, yeah, thank you.
And you know what is surprising about a girl like Alicia? You would look at her with her clothes on and you would not think that she had such, I don't know how to describe it.
Well, here's the deal. We were commenting about and being complimentary about Alicia.
Such
that
pretty.
She had the bra on. We said that she looked like there was nothing going on there. And then there's a nice little something going on there.
Pretty.
Thank you.
Something to offer.
What's that?
Something to offer.
Something to offer.
Something for all.
You know, she's not, you know, let's be fair, she's not Ebony.
No, you know what?
Ebony could loan Alicia a little something, but...
she's not Kelly Ripa either.
No, she's not. No, not at all. No, absolutely not.
I saw Kelly Ripa today. That's like concave. I mean, she had...
truly zero.
Something low cut on.
Right.
Like, really, it could have been Clay Aiken taking it, you know, if they're wearing women's dress.
She talks about it all the time. When she wears certain dresses, it's pretty amazing to look at her.
Jason, here we go. Jason, one question in lightning round. What do the Chinese call Chinese food, according to Chandler on Friends?
Food.
That's correct.
That's a good pull, Jason. You make it through round number four.
Yeah. Ebony.
Hello.
Ebony, baby.
Ebony's our leader so far.
Ebony, how many gears are there on the average unicycle?
One.
Zero.
And it's time for item number two, Ebony, and the socks are coming off.
Yeah, but give her credit, she took her pants off first.
Yes, she did. Absolutely.
Which is always the order to go in.
Mysteriously, her pants fell to the floor.
Socks. Omar.
Omar has three items of clothing remaining.
Hi there, Omar.
Howdy.
Omar, what 1992 movie gave Gina Davis the chance to prove that she could spit?
The chance to prove she could spit. 92.
10 seconds.
Thelma and Louise.
No, that would be A League of Their Own.
Oh.
Omar! Omar, don't go far. What are you taking off, Omar?
Item number three, Omar.
I'll be taking off my shirt.
Shirt.
Okay, girls, let's get it.
Joe Manning the light.
Get a good look at Omar with his shirt off.
There we go. All right, little tattoo action for Omar there. Yep.
How about that? Where's my catcher's mitt? My mitts. Alicia.
Alicia, not doing very well. She's really down towards her last. She's got two items of clothing remaining.
Alicia, in NASCAR, who's known as Little E?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Yep.
Your first correct answer. Congratulations. You make it.
Yep.
And that's the end of the fourth round, Bob.
Well, now we could do one more like that.
Yeah, let's do one more like that.
One more.
I like that. I like the fast rounds. It's fun.
It's time for a lightning round.
Okay, would you cats rather have... You know what? We'll just do one question with each of them, true or false.
True or false, one question.
Just real. One.
Oh, so this is a super lightning round.
Absolutely.
A super lightning round.
I'm ready.
Super.
It's time for a lightning round.
Hold on.
It's time for a
super
lightning round.
Carl.
Carl, down to two items of clothing.
Carl, Ray Charles was such a ladies' man that he nicknamed his genital package Little God.
I'll say true.
Ooh. I made that up.
Item number
down
four.
In flames.
What's coming out, Carl?
Oh, we're down to the pants.
Pants are coming off.
Down to his pants.
All the ladies are checking him out.
And can you see the underpants? What's the brand of underpants, ladies?
Joe Boxer.
Boxers. Joe Boxer. A lot of black underwear today.
Especially now.
You know, when you're doing an afternoon show.
You know, people don't have the luxury that you and I do of showering just a few hours before showtime.
No, most people have normal schedules where they're up early in the morning.
Sandy, step up, Sandy. Sandy, scientists artificially recreated the smell of death so that corpse-sniffing dogs could be trained to find dead bodies.
What kind of question is that?
It's true or false. Is this true or false? Scientists have artificially recreated the smell of death so that corpse-sniffing dogs can be trained to find dead bodies.
False?
True.
Oh,
item number three. What is coming off, Sandy?
Bra.
Bra.
Oh, she's going to do the bra trick.
Our first bra trick of
from
the day.
From underneath the shirt.
There's nothing we enjoy more on strip trivia.
Oh, don't worry. She'll be taking it off soon enough, Jason.
All right.
And incidentally, Jason.
Yes, sir?
Don't they also use you for that job?
Recreating the smell of death?
Yeah. Oh, there's the bra.
Thank you.
Trick.
Broad trick.
Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah, even with that broad trick done, now I'm rooting for Sandy to lose.
See what's going on there? We sure do, wearing your hippie shirt.
Jason has three items of clothing remaining.
I do.
Jason, in Ethiopia, Mother's Day lasts for 2 and sometimes 3 days.
True.
Boy, true. Another correct answer. No hesitation from Jason. He makes it through.
Ebony.
Mm-hmm.
Ebony, stand up. Hi, Ebony.
Hi.
Here you go. Ebony. A brain tumor can cause nonstop. Let me take this from the start. A brain tumor can cause nonstop.
Nonstop?
Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
A brain tumor can cause nonstop hiccups that last for years.
True.
That is true according to the Mayo Clinic.
She lives with the medical students, and that's the third correct answer. Ebony still has three items of clothing
Omar.
Remaining.
Now, is Omar...
He's down to two, Don. Omar's down to two items of clothing. Now, ladies, what are you laughing at just out of curiosity? Would it be Omar?
Maybe.
Oh, dear.
Omar, an eagle on a totem pole means someone in the tribe killed a white man.
False.
That's true.
That's another correct answer. Way to go, Omar. And round number five.
Okay, Alicia.
Alicia is down to two items of clothing. She had a correct answer in the last lightning round.
Alicia, children of recreational tennis players are more likely to be abused than kids whose parents do not play tennis.
Oh.
Children of recreational tennis players are more likely to be abused than kids whose parents do not play tennis.
I'll say false.
That's right, we made that one up.
That was a great question.
And that's the end of round number five. Wowzy woozy. Now, Mike, who's the closest to get, besides Alicia, who's just standing there with her buds bursting out all over? Who's the closest to getting naked?
Alicia is not the bringing up the rear anymore. It is Carl, our first contestant. He has one item of clothing remaining. Okay. We have Sandy with two items remaining. Jason with three items remaining. Also, Ebony with three items remaining. Omar with two. And Alicia with two items remaining.
Right, well,
so it's a pretty good game and a pretty close game so far.
We will get to the ass of this. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Very good.
In a second. Oh, and stand by for another great production element.
We'll have more strip trivia after this quick break.
You know what that is, Rob? That's money well spent.
I know.
You might want to edit that, Rob, because he says quick.
We'll have more strip trivia after this
long
break.
super?
You can't see how we did that? Mike and I work without a script.
Sure.
You see that?
Yeah, nothing's written down.
We all said last at the same time.
Right.
You see that?
Actually, we do have a script. We just memorize it before the show.
So you're up here, girls? No off switch. Got that?
Always right.
Always on. Okay, well, let's see. Put your pants back on.
Mm-hmm.
Put your pants back on. Put your shirt back on. Guys, do whatever.
Right.
And again, if you want to see these people, they're all nice enough. Carl, Sandy, Jason, Ebony, Omar, and Alicia, their pictures are all on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. We will have at least, in the next break, at least half of these people will be naked, butterball naked, and out of the studio.
An incredibly competitive game. This is as evenly matched as it gets on Strip Trivia.
We will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Burn out, Rupert Pumpkin.
That's right. They're breasts. Big deal.
The Don and Mike Show.
Big deal. They're breasts.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world.
Remember that having their program every day is a luxury. The Don and Mike Show.
You said something at the end of that tape.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It would be a pity to damage yours.
Right. There was this one.
When do I get to touch your breast?
Ladies,
it's a good group. This is a good group we have here today.
Hi, Alicia. Hi, could you come up right by the microphone?
Sorry.
There's Alicia. She's topless.
Yep.
Almost naked. Then there's Sandy, who's
hello.
Got, what do you got on? Like a top and top in your underpants? And there's Ebony. And you got what, Ebony?
I have my bra and my my shirt and my underpants.
One of our leaders.
And the guys, frankly, who cares? But let's just get right to the next round.
We're going to round number six with Carl leading off as per usual.
Rob, need that super, super, super exciting. There you go.
It's time for a lightning round.
Here we go. Now, let's see. These will be, we'll do one lightning round of questions and one lightning round of true or false. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at Rob's head.
And girls, what are you laughing at, girls? No, come on.
This might be the happiest group
we've ever had. Omar has his socks and underwear on. It's a very good look.
Omar just has his socks and underwear on.
Joe, how's it doing back there in the room? Anybody carpet bomb?
No, but it's getting funky.
Getting funky.
Go to funky town. Carl.
Yes, sir.
Oh, is this it for Carl?
Carl's down to his
this
last.
Be the first one out.
He could be naked. We could actually have a Schwanstucker sighting.
Carl.
Ooh. Yeah.
What Sopranos star was busted for stealing $40 from two kids at the site of John Gotti's old deli?
I don't know the name of the actress, but it's Tony's sister.
No! So that would be AJ, Tony's son.
Four incorrect answers in a row, Carl. And it's time for you to get naked.
Right. Come on, Carl.
There he goes.
Carl.
Oh, damn.
Jesus.
Okay. Let it off.
Sorry.
I didn't see. They're having an incredible reaction.
Now, hold
the
on.
Women are on the floor.
Sandy?
The women are on the floor.
Ebony.
I don't know why. I didn't see the twig and berry.
What? I think it might have been the goiter on his ass.
Now, that was a reaction. We must have an explanation. Sandy, can you be the spokesperson for the group? You're closest to the mic. She said no, she can't.
How about you, Ebony?
Well, Ebony, what was the reaction? But
Alicia, can you tell us?
Alicia.
I just don't think I've seen anything like that before.
Really? What did I miss? I have no idea.
I was stuck on the...
Have you ever seen Scary Movie?
I think so.
Which one? There's 20
the
of
first
them.
One, and Ryan Reynolds' character has that picture going around and stuff like that.
The what, Rob?
But it's a size issue.
But it wasn't
a
just
size
that.
Issue.
It wasn't just that, though.
Really? It was the
thanks,
shape?
Ebony. It's really cold here.
turn the lights back up in that room. Now what are you doing? Lights off in there. Let's see what's going on in there. Sandy. All right, there's five.
All right, now that's it. Carl is out of the game. Cold, nervous. Hey, you're a brave man, Carl. You're a good sport. Thank you very much.
Sandy.
Sandy is down to two items of clothing.
Sandy, this would be, again, from Trivial Pursuit. It is a multiple choice. What pop star refers to her romantic ballads as baby-making songs? Is it Celine Dion, Janet Jackson, or Marie Osmond? Who says her songs are baby-making songs?
Celine Dion, Janet Jackson, or Marie Osmond? Need that answer?
I'm going to have to guess and say Janet Jackson?
Yeah. Oh. Damn it.
Yeah.
Jason.
Right. Yeah.
Step up. What do you got, my friend?
He's down to three items of clothing, Jason is.
Jason.
One of our leaders.
Jason, what 14-year-old accurately predicted, I'm going to be a superstar musician, I'm going to kill myself, and I'm going to go out in a flame of glory?
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good one.
Right.
Good one, Jason.
That's three correct answers in a row for Jason.
Ebony.
Ebony is down to three items of clothing.
Ebony, I said that because the question says NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What slogan did the NBA substitute for I Love This Game? Remember, they used to say their slogan used to be I Love This Game until 2001. What did they change it to?
Oh, man, I knew this too. Not just do it. I don't know.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Item number three. What will you be removing, Ebony?
A shirt.
What?
The shirt.
The shirt?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The matching bra and panties.
Ooh.
Yes, sirree.
Man, am I thirsty. Omar.
Why do I think Robert the Angry Mailman is going to be, like, driving fast over here right now?
How many you got left, Omar?
I got two articles.
Two items remaining for Omar.
All right, here you go. Who starred in movies such as A Taste for Killing, Love and a 45, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre 4 before being in Jerry Maguire? Who starred in epics? Of course, that's being facetious there. Who starred in these crappy films? A Taste for Killing, Love and a 45, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre 4 before appearing in Jerry Maguire?
I'm going to say Renee Zellweger.
Wow. Yay. Fantastic answer.
Zellweger.
Alicia.
Zellweger.
Alicia.
Alicia's down to two items of clothing.
Alicia, how do you spell Axl Rose's first name?
AXL.
Right.
That is another correct answer. Three in a row. Alicia coming back strong.
Here we go. True or false? True
Round
false.
Number seven,
true
we're going false. To Sandy because Carl has been eliminated.
It's time for a lightning round.
Only five contestants are remaining right now.
Sandy. There are 14 states out of 50. 14 states in the United States that still have just one area code for the entire state. True or false? 14 out of 50.
False.
It's true. Alaska, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Maine, Montana, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, Rhode Island, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
Sandy, it's time for item number four. What will you be removing?
Come on.
Panties.
Panties! You know what you are?
Panties.
First word I can't say because it starts with C. Second word is T's.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Here comes the
shirt. Oh, that's a strategy that's been implemented.
I bet it doesn't cover everything.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying?
This is when we all get peeky. Fantastic. Yes. And you can hear the breeze.
Somebody needs a haircut. Oh, my.
Jason is next. Jason's one of our leaders. He has had three correct answers in a row, and he has three items of clothing remaining.
Jason, at temperatures over 400 degrees, raspberry jam will explode.
False.
That's right. We made that up.
Jason is tearing through these questions with four in a row.
Ebony.
Ebony has two items of clothing remaining.
Ebony. Red Bull is based on an energy drink popular among rickshaw drivers in Thailand.
False.
I'm sorry, that's true.
Oh, my God.
That is true. It's called Krating, K-R-A-T-I-N-G, Dang, D-A-E-N-G, which translates to Red Bull.
Krating Dang.
And, are you going to...
She's not even saying... She is taking the bra off.
Wow.
There they are.
Oh,
there they are. They are massive. aggressive.
Say hello to lefty and righty.
Absolutely.
Omar.
Omar is down to two items of clothing.
Omar, my man. George Washington was a redhead.
False.
Oh, true, Omar.
True.
Item number four, what's coming off, Omar?
I was tempting about, yeah, I'm going to take my socks off.
Socks, so you're just down to your underpants?
Jason right. wanted me to leave my socks on.
Okay, here we go. Last one in this round, here's Alicia.
Alicia has two items of clothing remaining. She has had three correct answers in a row.
Yay.
All right, Alicia. When she was first lady, Hillary Clinton's Secret Service code name was Butch.
False.
That's right.
Four in a row for Alicia. She still has two items remaining.
Her code name was Evergreen.
And that's the end of round number seven, Bob.
All right, and that means when we come back... Oh, hold on. Hey, Alicia?
Yep.
I bet there's something as you stand there semi-nude you'd like to say. Just go ahead and just ad-lib whatever is highlighted there.
This news, weather, and music program is brought to you by Frank's Red Hot, bringing authentic buffalo flavor to all your favorite barbecue foods.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very nice. Pass her that one.
All right, very good.
Working her like a dog today. Try that one on for size, as long as you're standing there top.
Okay. Cox, news and comments. Brought to you by Cox Communications, your friend in the digital age. Cox services include local and long-distance telephone, high-speed internet, and digital cable. Call 703-480-6222 to order Cox.
Right person for the job.
Yeah. I just realized you said Cox about a million times.
I know.
Okay, when we come back...
Oh, it's going to be nudity,
you know,
time.
This is it. When we come back, we've got five of you left. Four of you will be naked, and one of you gets $1,500 and the HDTV and all the other stuff. So, for now, let's see. Ebony, well, guy, you are topless. You are topless just with your panties on. And why are you covering up those babies?
Because.
She's bashful.
Oh, now, see, wow. When you put your hands on your face like that, you just expose them. And Jason, what are you staring at?
Jason is over there, mouth agape.
What else am I supposed to be doing?
Well, I guess you could be. Who was the guy that was over there playing with his finger like it was his thing?
That might have been Carl, but he has left us.
I'm Carl. Okay. Put on what you've got to put on during this commercial break.
That is correct.
When we come back, it's come to Jesus time.
Yeah, 8, 9, and 10 rounds coming up, and usually that results in our winner.
Here we go. Be right back with a big wiener.
Number 15 Arbitron rated.
And wiener.
John and Mike Show.
Hold on a second. Too many things going on there.
You know, there's a little dick in all of them.
There we go.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got too many girls here without the tops on.
I love this song.
They love to make pudding. Don and Mike.
Making a lot today. Strip trivia. And we're going to get a winner in this break. We're doing a lightning round on either true or false or on the trivia proceed.
Oh. I was waiting for you to take you that way.
Well,
were you a little distracted?
Well, I was thinking about something else I can say that's not Goldfingers.
Oh, yeah.
Stinking fingers. Stink finger. Here we go, Sandy. How many you got left, honey?
She's down to one.
Oh, this could be it for her.
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
Wish I could adjust this chair lower.
Buzz has just sent me a note. I'm guessing that he spent a lot of time looking at Ebony. Ebony, look at the... Can you read the note that Buzz wrote?
Read it out loud. Read it out loud.
I crave chocolate milk. I've had some people say that to me before.
Buzz just handed me. Buzz, here's a fresh Sharpie. Why don't you autograph that? Autograph that for Ebony.
There you go. You have a souvenir to take home whether you win or lose, Ebony.
All right, Sandy, this is it for you. Good luck. After coffee and Slurpees.
Do I get a choice between true or false? Or
No, you don't. Oh. It's simply true or false for you, darling.
But I admire your tenacity. Yeah. You're hanging in there. You want to come back.
Everybody gets true or false first. Okay. After coffee and Slurpees, the number one selling item at 7-Eleven is tampons.
False.
That's right, we made it up.
You make it to the ninth round, Sandy. Congratulations.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Jason, how many do you got? Hey, turn the lights up in there, please.
Don, Jason is our clear leader with three items of clothing remaining.
Winnie the Pooh was named after English leader Winston Churchill.
True.
Oh, that is false.
Yeah, the crowd likes that. Item number three, what's coming off, Jason?
The shirt will come off.
The shirt is coming off.
Okay. Ebony.
And a lovely giggle from the peanut gallery.
Ebony, who's down to just her underpants.
She's down to the very end here.
But boy, Buzz, now that I get a good look. Yeah, I could write you the same note, friend.
Man, I'm close enough where I could put my eye out.
Ebony.
Yes.
Oh, this is not because you are a woman of color.
Uh-huh.
But in the 1980s, Colgate owned a brand of toothpaste that was sold in Asia that was called Darkie and had a picture of a man in blackface as its logo.
True.
Oh! That is true!
Ebony!
I know that sounds like one that Rob would write.
That does sound, well, that sounds like a fantasy, Rob.
After tons of pressure, Colgate towed down the logo and changed the name to Darlie.
Wow.
But in China, it's still known as Black Man Toothpaste.
Ah, hello!
Okay, Omar.
What's next, a camel jockey question now?
Omar, are you down to just your underpants, friend?
That's right.
Omar's down to his very last.
Omar, lobsters can urinate from their heads.
Oh, man. False.
Oh! That's true, Omar.
I'm sorry, honey.
And then there were four.
Just below the antenna. And now what's
he's taking
doing?
It up. Look at that. There he goes, girls.
There we go.
Oh, dear
like
me.
Genuflecting.
Wow.
Get out of here. Creep.
And then there were four.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Alicia!
Alicia, two items of clothing remaining for Alicia.
Here I am.
Alicia. Alicia. You can sharpen the blades of a pencil sharpener by wrapping your pencils in industrial-strength aluminum foil before you put them in a pencil sharpener. You can sharpen the blades of your pencil sharpener by wrapping your pencils in industrial-strength aluminum foil before inserting them.
I'm going to hate myself if I get this wrong. I think I'll say false.
That's right.
That's a good call, Alicia.
Made up.
I should point out she is on quite a roll. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions answered correctly in a row.
All right, now we go back to the cards, and we start with Sandy.
Round number 9, Sandy leads off down to her last.
Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hello.
Hi there. Sandy, what 4,200-foot bridge is continuously touched up with orange paint by 38 full-time painters? What 4,200-foot bridge is continuously touched up with orange paint by 38 full-time employees?
San Francisco Bay Bridge?
I'd say that's close enough for government work, the Golden Gate Bridge. Mike? I know you want to see her naked.
The San Francisco Bay Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge, aren't they two separate bridges?
Two different bridges?
Are they really?
They are two distinctly different. The San Francisco Bay Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge.
Step back up, Sandy.
I'm Sandy. I'm terribly sorry.
Sandy.
I don't believe I'm incorrect about that. It is time for Sandy to get totally naked.
In front of the microphone, please, Sandy.
Thank you.
You'll be taking off your tunic top.
Here we go. And we're all waiting. Wow!
Oh, yeah! Gosh!
Oh, wow! Oh.
TF?
Wow.
Sandy, I want to thank you for making the game a little more special.
TF?
Wow.
TF.
That was worth the wait.
TF.
And it is. Isn't it called the San Francisco Bay Bridge?
I don't know. TF.
Okay. Or TS.
On you, Mike.
Right.
Let's see. And Buzz is handing me another note. Yeah. Not entirely blonde.
Thank you, Jason. Sandy.
Jason.
Only three people remaining, and Jason's still in the lead.
What was Mad Max 2 renamed for United States release?
Thunderdome?
No. The Road Warrior.
Item number 4. What's coming off, Jason?
Gotta be the pants.
Pants are coming off here.
All right, let's go to Ebony now. Ebony.
And yeah. Sandy, if you want to get a view of the guys, you can come over here and stand there too. Sandy's shaking her head, going, "Ew, no."
Oh wow.
Okay, Ebony, here you go. This is multiple choice from Trivial Pursuit.
This might be it for Ebony.
How many North Americans were killed by black bears in the 20th century? Was it 43, 430, or 4,300? How many North Americans were killed by black bears in the 20th century? 43, 430, or 4,300?
4,300.
43.
Oh, Ebony, I'm... And the pants, and the panties.
Oh, baby. Let me just say.
There she goes.
That's a nice garden.
Very nice, Ebony.
That's exactly how you should do it.
Thank you very much.
Should put that in the book. That's wow. How you do it.
And then there were two, and you know what?
Now, Rob has just written me a note.
No, that was Buzz.
Not entirely blonde.
That was Buzz.
That's a shocker with Ebony. All right, so we're down to Jason and Alicia.
We are down to Jason and Alicia. Alicia is, she has two items. Alicia is now leading the game.
Alicia, what director is Drew Barrymore's godfather?
Oh, I know.
What director is Drew Barrymore's godfather?
Is it Steven Spielberg?
It is.
Another correct. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers in a row.
Wow. And back we go to true or false. Back we go to true or false with Jason.
If Jason answers incorrectly, Alicia will be the champion of Strip Trivia, the return of Strip Trivia for 2006.
So if he loses this, this is it. Pants off.
This is it.
The first American Express credit cards were purple.
True.
Yeah. Let's go to Alicia.
So we go to round number 10.
Alicia.
We're in round number 10.
Next page. Alicia. Alaska has over 3 million lakes.
3 million?
Alaska has over 3 million lakes.
Oh, I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say that's
true. Oh.
No.
I still have two.
That is four. That is her fourth item of clothing.
I have underwear still.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, okay. I was premature. I thought that was it. I thought everybody said
it was wishful thinking.
We can cut it off now if you want.
Okay. All right.
It is a dead heat right now. And Alicia, what will you be removing?
The pants
are coming off here.
Here we go. Oh, look.
Thought that she was going sans undies, huh?
Okay, so now we're back to Jason.
Once again, though, because Alicia's already completed the round, if Jason removes his last item of clothing, he's out of the game, and Alicia's the winner.
All right.
Jason, a person with a full head of hair can grow approximately 10 miles of hair a year.
True.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me a freaking break.
And now we go to round number 11's question for Alicia.
It takes longer to cremate a turtle than it does to cremate a house cat.
It's got a shell. I'll say true.
Oh! Oh! Alicia! You must remove those panties and get completely naked.
Daisy time. Look at that.
Can we get a look over here?
It kind of looks like Dr. Laura.
There you go.
And
that means Jason! Turn the lights on for Jason. He is our trivia champion.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Jason, you big idiot. Congratulate. Well, he's sitting over there like doing the Rocky Balboa pose. Like,
who would have thought early on when he carpet bombed the studio with his Chipotle?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That was delicious, too, I'll tell you.
Jason, congratulations. You get $1,500 in cash. And you get the Samsung 26-inch widescreen HD TV.
That is phenomenal.
And you get the LCD display, the 5.1 digital home sound system, progressive scan DVD. Now, we've got five of these?
Wow. I think so, yeah.
So everybody else playing the game gets the portable DVD player.
Oh!
There you go, yeah.
Malcolm in the middle. Hold on, the Malcolm in the Middle backpack and your own copy of Agent Cody Bang.
Oh!
On DVD.
Yeah.
What a great movie that is.
Watch the hit comedy series Malcolm in the Middle during Kidzilla, weekdays at 5 on DCA 20. We got a break. We'll come right back and give everybody a chance to say hello and goodbye to their friends. Thank you all for coming down.
Yeah. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're a great group.
We'll be right back with a quick roundup when we wrap up.
Number 15, Arbitron rated.
Loud.
Don and Mike Show.
Too loud.
Yeah, we're running late today.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah, we're running so late that we didn't even have time for all the normal stuff. Hi there, Buzz. How does your room smell?
Hi, better. I think it's had a chance to air out.
Excellent.
Let's get everybody up here and say their goodbyes real fast. Let's start with
Carl, number one.
Carl, hi, Carl.
I just want to thank all the ladies for their kind laughter when I lost.
Very good. Tammy,
nice
number two.
You, Carl.
You want to step up there, Tammy?
Sandy.
Wow. Sandy, that's right. Sandy, sorry.
Tammy used to work here.
I used to have the sheet in front of me. I don't have that anymore.
I wish Tammy was here playing the game now.
Well, perhaps, now that she's a civilian, she can come in and play.
Hi there.
Hello. Who do you want to say hi to, Sandy?
My friend Tina, who's already made fun of me via text on my phone. So.
No reason.
About the black lace panties.
You got to love those text messages.
Yeah, are you naked? Is this a female friend?
A female friend, not girl.
What was she making fun of you for? For being dumb or...
Yeah.
Okay, well. You look like it was you without your clothes off. Don't worry about that.
Be proud.
Don't worry about that. Jason, our big winner.
Hi.
Who do you want to say hi to, Jason?
I just want to say hi to all my bitches. Thanks.
Screw you. Ebony.
That's funny.
Ebony, step up high. Who do you want to say hi to?
Hey, honey? Mom and Dad. Don't worry. These guys are professionals.
That's fine. Omar, step up to the microphone.
Hey, Frank. Yes, the Air Force did ruin my brain. And Heather, I love you. And Don and Mike, thank you so much for bringing this back on. It's a public service.
Get out of here.
Alicia.
Karen Carpenter. Step up. Allie McBeal. What's happening?
I want to say hi, Jeremy. Hi, Sarah. I'm sorry I couldn't win it for the girls.
Almost. You almost did, Alicia. You came real close.
Y'all did really great. And we
give yourselves a round of applause.
Yay. Thank you for putting your pictures on the internet. Now out. Everybody
get out of here. Get out of here.
Out.
See y'all later. Thank you.
Out. Bye.
Good group.
Yeah,
nice group of people.
Don't let the screen door hit you on the way out. My name is Sandy Mug, not Tammy.
So what are the odds of doing it tomorrow? No, that was just very enjoyable.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
I like milk.
I like milk.
I'm going to put my Do Not Disturb on tonight on my phone. Don't even bother.
All right.
Number 15, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.